Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I was talking to my friend Alex Ovechkin the other day. He was complaining about the temperature of the guest rooms at the Kremlin. And I said, you know, I never have that problem because I call Care Heating and Cooling. And he said they don't have Care Heating and Cooling in Russia. He also said all the McDonald's closed. And I said, well, stop invading other countries. You won't have this problem. And then he laughed and laughed, and Putin picked up the extension. Luckily, Care Heating and Cooling exists in America, so call them. And they take cash money, not rubles. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.co.russia. No.com. When you need a company you can trust.
D1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Ryan Baker. The Ohio State women's basketball team is 9-1 on the year and ranked 21st. They go for their 8th straight win tonight when they host Norfolk State at the Shot. Tyler Danberg has the call on the Fan 2 beginning at 6:15. Tip is at 6:30. The Columbus Blue Jackets looking for back-to-back wins when they host the Minnesota Wild tonight at Nationwide. Jet Greaves gets the start in between the pipes. Pre-game coverage here on the Fan gets underway at 6:30. Puck drop is at 7. First place is on the line in the NFC West tonight. The Seattle Seahawks host the Los Angeles Rams at 8:15, and Ohio State wide receiver Bryson Rogers is entering the transfer portal. This one's sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Instead of new year, new you, how about new year, better you? More focused, healthier, lighter, and most importantly, happier. Awaken180weightloss.com.
The following is intended for immature audiences only.
There's no such thing as a radio rating system.
But if there were, this show would be rated O as in.
Oh my God, this show is so stupid. These people should be in jail. Let's begin.
Good afternoon.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Yeah!
Featuring Panama Ted.
Ted's a fun guy.
And the crazy soundboard.
Hola, I'm Dennis Farina.
So much.
I even made just a little bit of a diagram for you.
56 and, is that correct? Walk.
You little weasel.
Turn off your brain and unzip your pants. Here's Common Man and Timmy.
Happy Thursday. Welcome in. The good clean boy is off today, so the good clean girl is with me.
That's
10
right.
10 TV's Nicole Sheeran.
What's up?
I got a whole show with you.
Aren't you excited?
A whole 3 hours.
That's a long time. Sorry.
That's a long time for you to break some FCC rules and regulations.
No, that will not be happening today. That was a one-time thing, and I will never do it again.
That's what they all
say. I've learned my lesson.
That's what they all say.
Okay.
I'm glad you're here.
Thanks, Mike.
We got Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg coming up at 3:30. It is Too Hot Thursday today.
Too hot!
That means our fine producer, Teddy, scours the internet for audio, and then he plays the audio and we respond to it. And by scours the internet, I mean just plays stuff that we air here on the Fan. How you doing, Ted?
I'm doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
All right, we got a good big program today. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Mike.
I got
my Tim Hortons.
I was just gonna say, I don't like that.
I got my Santa hat on. I'm ready to ride.
No.
What?
We got a lot of expensive equipment in here.
It's not, it's in a sippy cup like I'm 10 years old.
You are going to find a way.
No, I'm not.
To spill that. I have never met someone who's not a toddler that spills more than you.
I will say, I did spill my coffee twice in a week over at my desk. I think I'm sitting in a pool of just coffee.
We've got janky ass carpet in this place.
It's gross.
Which is made more janky by you because you keep spilling coffee on it.
It's only in my area and I was on my hands and knees cleaning it up.
Yes, but my point is, why don't you learn to not spill?
Okay, listen, Mike. This
I've
has been
worked
an
here
issue,
for 22 years. I've never spilled anything.
And I've been alive for 27, and it has been an issue ever since I was a child. My dad would get mad at me because I talk with my hands, as we all do. TV people, you do it too.
I do it too, but I also have spatial awareness.
Well, I don't, I guess, because I knock everything over at the dinner table, and my dad would get really mad at me growing up.
But see, that's fine. We've established that you're clumsy, but that doesn't mean you have to tempt fate by bringing your iced coffee into a radio studio with lots of expensive stuff around you.
I'll just put it over here to the right side. Is that better?
No, because it's going to go right in that microphone.
I can't even reach it. It's fine.
You'll find a way. Like Jurassic Park, life finds a way. You will find a way to spill. All right. We have a big program today. I said that three times, and I don't think it's real. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
I went to Chipotle for lunch today.
You always go to Chipotle.
I do on occasion.
Yeah.
And there was a guy sitting at one of the counter stool things, and I am not exaggerating to you when I tell you that his entire ass crack was hanging out and on display to the entire
like plumber energy
restaurant. I mean, it was hairy. I mean, it was almost down to the hole. We almost got a little bit of holio with our carnitas.
Did he not feel the breeze down there?
He was oblivious to the world, obviously.
Okay.
Because he had his earbuds in and his ass is out. Do we have a moral obligation, a social code, to go up to a person like that and just tap and say, hey, man, I just want to let you know your ass is sticking out? I mean, I would appreciate it if it were me, if someone were to tell me that.
No, you wouldn't, because you'd be so embarrassed.
I would be embarrassed, but I'd also go, oh, I'm so sorry. And then I would fix
no,
the
you
problem.
Say, oh, I'm actually a mooner.
I'm doing this on purpose.
No, I think here's where I draw the line. And I think this is more of a girl thing. If I see a girl who has a tag on her dress still or on her shirt or her tag's out, I'll go up to her and be like, hey, you still have your tag on your jacket, or hey, your tag's popping out, and I'll help her out. I think that's more of a girl thing. If there was a girl or a guy with their butt out,
yeah,
I feel so uncomfortable. I'm not going to go up to her and be like, hey, you feel a little breezy down there because your crack is showing for the whole world to see.
It's all the way out. This is not just a little out.
No, they'll figure it out eventually.
I know, but we all have, like, I'm sitting there then behind him.
Eating your burrito.
And I don't want to look at him, but every once in a while I glance over just to make sure it's still out. And it was.
Well, I don't know, Mike. I wouldn't go up to this person.
This only happens to men.
That's not true.
Are you places where a nip is hanging out?
Yeah, I've seen it before. One time, this is a great, great story. I'm at this restaurant and this guy is sitting at the bar and his crack is out, but it's not just a bear crack. He has two eyeballs tattooed above, like on each cheek. So it looks like there's two eyeballs staring at you.
That guy clearly knows what he's doing.
It was kind of electric.
There's no accident. And then you woke up next to him the next morning.
No!
Yeah.
Ew.
What do you have
You're
tattooed
disgusting.
On the front?
I don't know. And I will never know.
Too hot. I went to World Market today.
I love World Market.
World Market is the best place to get stocking stuffers.
Yes.
So I just stocked up. Stocking stuffers, gifts for people I don't care about. It's wonderful.
Like me?
That's right. I got you a package of Stroop waffles.
That is where you get that kind of stuff.
I understand.
I love World Market.
So I had a nice little ass crack today, and then I went and did some shopping at the World Market.
Sounds like an awesome day.
And I'm burying the lead today, because today is a very special day. It's someone's birthday today. First of all, let me ask you, because as you mentioned, you're quite a bit younger than I.
Mm-hmm.
You're 27. Do you know who Stone Cold Steve Austin is?
No, I have no idea.
You have no idea who Stone Cold Steve Austin is?
I don't know who that is.
Have you ever heard this before in your entire life?
No.
Never.
Teddy. How bad is it that I haven't?
Yeah.
I mean, Teddy didn't think that you did hear about him. We talked about this before the show, and you've proven him right.
What is this? What,
Stone Cold.
Am I at like a...
Stone Cold!
Stone Cold!
Stone Cold!
Is he a singer?
Yes, he's a singer. He sings a nice little ditty.
What?
Called Austin 316, just whooped your ass.
No.
Stomping a mud hole.
He's a professional wrestler.
Yeah, I don't tap into the wrestling world.
He's since retired. But today is his birthday.
Should we sing for him?
So happy birthday to Steve Austin. I contend, though, that his birthday should be celebrated on March 16th, because he always said Austin 316.
Oh.
There you go, see?
I like it.
March 16th.
That's good.
You have no idea who Stone Cold Steve Austin is.
I need a visual. I'm going to look him up in the meantime.
What about Hulk Hogan? You know Hulk Hogan?
Of course, yeah. Hulk Hogan came to a Georgia game when I was an undergrad, and he was like, yeah, and everybody went wild.
Can I tell you something? Hulk Hogan, just as big as Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, wow, these are some interesting photos of Stone Cold Steve.
Is he giving you the fingers?
No, he's just not wearing anything.
What do you mean he's not wearing anything?
He has like a Speedo on.
That's his wrestling tights.
Okay. I don't know.
Was he supposed to wrestle in a turtleneck?
His bald head is very shiny, though. Wow.
It is.
Okay. Stone Cold Steve. HBD, buddy. 360.
He's just as popular as Hulk Hogan.
Okay. I've never been the wrestling kind of person. I've never been into that.
Can you name me another wrestler? That's it?
That's Hulk, it. Hulk I would have said Hulk Hogan.
You have no other name.
No Ric Flair?
Oh, Ric Flair. He also came. Wait, maybe it was Ric Flair who came to the Georgia game.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it was Ric Flair, actually. He's blonde.
Yeah, he was at the Blue Jackets game, too. Yeah.
Did he take you to Space Mountain then afterwards?
I don't know what that means, but no.
Okay.
I didn't see him. Like, I wasn't close to him. He scares me.
He should scare you. He wears his robe, and sometimes there's nothing underneath.
Okay, it's terrifying.
All right, Ric Flair.
Okay.
Hulk Hogan.
Uh-huh.
Stone Cold. How about The Rock? Do you know The Rock?
Like The Rock Johnson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a wrestler.
But that's not how I think of him.
But that's what he is.
I know, but that's not... No, he's an actor, and he's all the other stuff. He's not a wrestler. I mean, I know what you mean, but like my generation doesn't look at him like that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
He's just a really veiny, bulked up thespian is what he is.
Yes.
He's not a wrestler.
How about John Cena?
Oh, yeah. John Cena. See, you guys are saying all these names, and I know what you're talking about.
About a Macho Man. You know Macho Man?
Like the... What about Nacho Libre?
No, that's a movie with Jack Black.
I love Jack Black.
You don't know Macho Man? Snap it to a Slim Jim?
No, I don't know, Mike. Do I look like the kind of person who would be into wrestling?
What does the type of person look like who's into wrestling?
Like you? I don't know.
No, you. Of course you do.
Do I?
You're from the South. You're a little white trash.
What about Ripley? He's a good one. Or Fletcher?
Would you just Google wrestler now?
Yeah.
Who's Ripley, Ted?
Ripley, Dominic Mysterio. He's a great one too.
Teddy's a big. What?
He's a
cat guy in crotch,
Fletcher?
Teddy.
No, I'm trying to.
Okay,
I got business
there,
over here, right?
Who is it, Nicole? The other Nicole?
No, Eddie's filling in for Nicole.
Oh, Eddie's filling in for Nicole. We can't have two Nicoles on one show.
No, this is not amateur hour.
Yeah, we couldn't do it.
What are you talking about?
There's traffic, Nicole.
Oh, I know her, yes.
Yeah, she's the one that doesn't swear on the air.
I don't swear
on
the air.
And she also knows who Stone Cold Steve Austin is.
Okay, I'm in a deep rabbit hole now because I Googled wrestlers and now I don't know who any of these people are.
Did you say Rey Mysterio? Is that who you were talking about?
Yeah, Mysterio.
She said Dominic.
Oh, Dominic. That's his son. Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, Mike.
He's a big
deal. You got to know that. He's a huge deal in the wrestling world.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
He's broken records, man.
Absolutely, yes.
I know.
Yeah. How about...
How about
after the show, we go over to Chris Benoit's house.
Who's that?
Nothing. We just hang. What's the matter, Teddy?
No.
Is Ted protecting me?
He killed his entire family.
Oh my gosh, that's awful.
He was a good wrestler, though.
Oh, well, I'm glad he was.
Until he killed his entire family.
That's awful.
And himself.
Oh my gosh.
Once you do one, you sort of have to finish the job, right?
Bret Hart's good, too.
Oh, Bret Hart's my favorite wrestler of all time.
He's great.
My favorite of all time.
And Randy Savage. I mean, what a last
name. I just said Macho Man. That's Macho Man Randy Savage. That's who that is.
I'm trying over here,
just reading names. This is what we've done here. Michigan stuff. We got Sharon Moore. We got the investigation. We got it all. And I want to get your take on all this, Nicole. The female perspective.
Okay.
On all the things going on at Michigan coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza. Home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Beach Road currently is closed off due to some ongoing police activity in both directions between Morse Road and Ganton Parkway. Please use an alternate route. And southbound US 23, an accident at Orange Road that's blocking the right lane. This report is sponsored by ChumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino-style games, Chumba Casino is your go-to destination for non-stop entertainment. Play for fun and play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+. I'm Eddie Zellick for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
It's Sunday Night Football on The Fan. Catch the Bengals and Dolphins live from Miami. Fan coverage starts Sunday at 7:30.
Sponsored by Roosters, a fun casual joint.
Your radio home of the NFL, The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
As we go into the day today, a mix of sun and clouds with more clouds later today and chances of rain developing this afternoon. Daytime highs soaring into the 50s, but with gusty winds. For tonight, rain chances especially as we go into the evening and overnight. Lows down into the 20s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
How many points can your IQ fall in 3 hours? You're about to find out. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. Get things started with T-Bone and Tyvus. 6 o'clock. We'll talk to Jeff Sabota, Jackets insider, at 7:17. Hopefully we're talking about a Jackets victory. They are hosting the Wild tonight, 6:30 here on The Fan. Tomorrow on this show, it's Go to Jail. Friday, me and Timmy back together.
Back and better than ever.
Today, it's Nicole Sheeran, who doesn't know who Stone Cold Steve Austin is.
Now I do, though.
Who confused Hulk Hogan for Ric Flair.
And said that Dwayne Johnson is not a wrestler.
Not a wrestler. The exactly. Rock is just The Rock.
That's right.
He did not start as a wrestler. He's just an actor.
Correct.
He's a master thespian.
I feel like, Mike, you should try the Rock look of the black turtleneck with the gold chain and the fanny pack. I feel like that's kind of your energy.
I have all of that except for the fanny pack.
I have a fanny pack you can borrow.
I do rock a black turtleneck from time to time.
You don't have a fanny pack? I'm like kind of shocked by that.
I don't have a fanny pack. Why would I?
You wear it, but you don't wear it in the weird way around your waist. You wear it across your body, like a crossbody fanny pack.
No. If you're going to wear a fanny pack, you go across the waist.
No, that's loser energy.
Oh, okay. So if I showed up with a black turtleneck on, a chain dangling from the outside, and a fanny pack crossbody, then you'd say, ooh,
that guy
smoking.
Is it.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yes.
Just women take their clothes off and throw them right at me.
I wouldn't go that far, but you'd be pretty cool.
Michigan Brass says they'll leave no stone unturned with their investigation. Here's a quote from one of their talking heads. We will take whatever steps are necessary to ensure that conduct like this does not happen again. Make no mistake. We will leave no stone unturned. I just said that.
Are you okay?
No. I'm thinking of Stone Cold Steve Austin when I say no stone unturned. And any further action we will take will be based on credible evidence and findings developed through a rigorous investigation. If the university learns of information through this investigation or otherwise that warrants a termination of any employee, we will act swiftly, just like we did in the case of Coach Moore. Like when we heard about something and then 2 years later acted on it. Only when she walked in the office and said, I would like to get away from this crazy guy. Now, what came out yesterday, her lawyer, the mistress's lawyer, said that Sheeran Moore has a long history of domestic violence in regards to her. I want to get your take on all of this because, you know, we had heard rumblings, at least the Michigan people, the people around this program had heard rumblings for a while about this. Do you think it should have taken her coming forward? Or if this was such an open secret, there had to be proof in another way that people could look at and say, no, I don't care if she admits it or not. This is inappropriate, and we're going to take action. Do you buy that you had to wait until the mistress to say something for the school to act?
Well, no, because like you just said, I mean, it's very obvious to all of us that internally, a lot of people knew about this. The thing that becomes the gray area, kind of the challenging section, is when you get into obviously details of like what all was happening between those two. That, I think, that needs to be her saying, this is exactly what happened.
Right, but you can prove a relationship without her admitting to it.
Yes, and the reality is, I mean, they both knew what they were getting into when this all started, right?
Well, yes, but there's this power dynamic at play, too, where
right.
she is his subordinate, and she's essentially answering his phones, and he's the guy that gives her a $40,000 yeah. raise, seemingly overnight.
And that's the thing. There are so many other factors that make things complicated than, you know, the incentives for why is she doing this? Why is she not doing this? Why is she coming forward now? I think that's my biggest question is, why now? Why now did she feel like she wanted to
was flipping out?
And it sounds like he was.
Maybe the loss to Ohio State pushed him over the edge.
Well, I don't think that was it.
I'm going to say Ryan Day beating Michigan led to the downfall of that entire athletic department.
I don't think that's exactly what happened, but it is weird timing. But that's the biggest question I've had is this has been going on for a while. Why did she feel like right now was the time for her to finally have it all come to fruition and say something?
You think the wife knew?
I do think the wife had an idea. Because if you think about it, yes, as a head coach, there's a lot of excuses for why you're coming home late, you're at the school all day long, you're watching film, whatever. But if this has been going on for as long as it seems like it has, at some point, I feel like the wife had to know or had to at least have an inkling that something was going on.
I don't think she knew.
I'm not saying I don't know, but I'm just saying I feel like she maybe had some sort of idea that...
Maybe she didn't want to know.
Well, I don't think she'd want to know. I don't think she wants
to... No, but I mean, maybe she... It's almost like Tress back in the day. How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Yeah. Tress back in the day would sometimes just casually look the other way.
Yeah.
He didn't want to know the details of what was going on.
That's kind of what I'm getting at with what you're saying, is that she was aware of it, but she didn't want to accept it.
I can see that.
And I think the main reason for that is because, I mean, they have a beautiful family and she didn't want to jeopardize that. I mean, they had a baby not that long ago.
I know.
It's awful.
And it's, look, it can be many things at once. It can be fodder, right? Because this is embarrassing mm-hmm. for the team that you hate the most, right? And this is also a Michigan program that over the years has thumbed their nose at people in other schools that are beneath them. And now it's scandal after scandal. And the only time you win anything is when you have cheating-ass cheaters.
Right.
Jim Harbaugh's got a 10-year show cause penalty. Connor Stallions is dressing up in costumes. Sharon Moore is, you know, deleting text messages and doing everything that moves. So, yes, from a fodder standpoint, it's there. From a human standpoint, it's there. From a drama standpoint, too, because this guy threw away $30 million.
Yes.
For what?
Yes.
Some poon with the secretary is worth $30 million?
And I will say, and I think something that we've talked about, but obviously when this all first came out, at first, you know, a lot of Ohio State Buckeye people were like, aha, Michigan, look at that, they're a mess. But then it got to the point where I completely separated all of that. It's a human thing, and it's really sad.
It's all really sad.
What's going on. And I think when the things come out about how he's dealing with certain mental issues and he's going through certain things, and like, it's obviously something more than just he wanted to sleep around with this girl and that's that. There is so much more to this. And will we know? I don't know.
The question is, though, if there is so much more to this, and this was an open secret, and this guy was emotionally... what's the word I'm looking for?
Distraught?
To the point where people are noticing.
Yeah.
Why didn't his bosses notice? Why didn't they act and say, you know what? You're in no position right now to be the head coach of this football team.
Right.
Even if it doesn't result in direct termination, maybe it's, let's take some time away. Let's find you some help.
Right.
Because you're emotionally unstable. That's what I was looking for, unstable.
That, yeah.
You know, I wonder, though, they say all the right things. We're going to look under all the nooks and crannies, and if we see anything, you're fired. But is that real? Because they're the ones paying for this independent investigation.
Right.
I don't know how you make it more credible. I said the other day, maybe the conference handles it. But then again, you're in bed financially with the conference, too. It's in their best interest that nothing really comes of this. Nothing further comes of it.
Right. I think part where I initially jumped to is that they kind of knew that once they open this can of worms, there's no closing it. And I think, which is, I'm not saying I agree with that at all. You're right. I mean, they should have said, hey, we noticed some things going on with you. Maybe it's good you take some time, step away from the program a little bit. But I think in their minds, they just thought, brushing it under the rug, maybe it'll kind of go away. He can deal with it on his own time. Maybe they can help him deal with it behind closed doors. But let's not make this a big public thing.
Everything's always going to come out.
For sure.
And it's going to look worse when it does.
Yes.
If they beat Ohio State and they're preparing for a playoff run right now, do they fire him? She goes ahead. She walks in the door just like she did last week and said, this is going on. But this is a team preparing for a playoff run. Do you still think they have the morals that they say and terminate him with cause immediately?
I don't know. I mean, I don't want to sit here and say, no, they don't, because they want to win a football game.
I don't know. I asked this question to Adam Rittenberg, who we're going to talk to in a couple minutes, last week. And he said, yeah, he thinks they still would have fired him.
I mean, it would be a terrible look if they didn't. And their program is already in jeopardy with all the scandals going on. That would jeopardize the program to an extreme if they didn't take action.
Around the Big Ten with our guy Adam Rittenberg from ESPN coming up in 2 minutes. Cowan Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Beach Road remains closed down in both directions between Morse Road and Ganton Parkway. That's from some ongoing police activity. Use an alternate route in the meantime. Also, an accident on Winchester Pike between Bachman and Ebright Road. This report is sponsored by FranklinCrisisCare.org. Are you or someone you know feeling overwhelmed by a mental health or addiction crisis? The Franklin County Crisis Care Center is now open 24/7 with care from certified peers and professionals. Learn more at FranklinCrisisCare.org. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Common Man and Timmy present Around the Big Ten with ESPN's Adam Rittenberg.
Sponsored by the Roofing Guys. For all your roofing, siding, and gutter needs, contact the Roofing Guys at theroofingguys.com.
Our guy Adam Rittenberg covers all things college football for ESPN. He joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, Adam.
Hello, how we doing?
Oh, just trying to navigate all these soap opera things that we have going on with Michigan. They have the internal investigation going on. There was reports yesterday from the mistress's attorney saying that there was domestic violence with Sharon Moore involved. Michigan's going to, they say, leave no stone unturned and look at their program. At the end of all of this, do you think it's just Sharon Moore goes down and that's the end of that? Or do you think we have more heads that roll?
Right. I mean, it's hard to predict for sure. I think what the concern for Michigan is that this didn't seem to be that much of a secret within the program. So who else knew what else was going on there? I think that they owe it to themselves to really do a full cleansing of that program and anything that might get them in trouble. Because like we've talked about, there's been a number of high profile scandals involving individual employees at Michigan over the last five years. And so to have that continue, even in the wake of a national championship and three straight Big Ten titles, you got to stop it at some point. And this is that time. So I, you know, it's hard to fully predict that there will be more, but it's certainly possible. And that's what their interim president made fairly clear yesterday, that if they do find there was additional misconduct, they're not going to hesitate and fire those people as well.
Let's take the affair out of it. It seems like Sharon Moore is a guy that wasn't emotionally stable enough to be a head coach at this level. You know, we always hear about, you know, at the NFL Combine, for example, these teams, they crawl up the players' butts and they want to know everything about them. Do we neglect to, I mean, we look at a football coach and say, oh, he's eccentric and they're emotional, but should there be more of a background evaluation for some of these guys to see if they're right for this type of job?
Well, yes. I mean, I think all these jobs merit that level of oversight before you say yes to somebody. I think the challenging thing here is that you had somebody who was part of your program in a much lower profile role who accelerated quickly. I mean, again, when Sharon Moore was hired from Central Michigan, I guess dozens of Michigan fans probably knew his name. It wasn't a big deal hire, but he accelerated quickly, became the offensive line coach. They won the Joe Moore Award. Then he becomes the offensive coordinator. And then because of the timing and some other circumstances, he becomes Jim Harbaugh's successor. So he went from a role where maybe you didn't have to do that type of digging into him and his personality and all this to a role where absolutely you have to. And in Michigan's case, they perhaps paid the price by not doing enough of that digging on the front end.
Adam, there's a lot of names swirling around in terms of who's going to be the head man at Michigan. In your eyes, who do you see taking that job?
Well, it's still a very appealing job. You know, at this particular moment, certainly a job that has a lot of questions about it in terms of who your athletic director is going to be long term, the health of the department, you know, the fact they don't have a permanent president. These are all things that coaches are going to ask, but in terms of resources, recent success, ability to compete financially at the highest level, you know, Michigan still does check all of those boxes. And I do think this search is going to accelerate one way or another after the result of tomorrow night's college football playoff first round game with Alabama and Oklahoma, because of, you know, a clear desire to at least talk to Kalen DeBoer, the Alabama coach, even though he has said he wants to stay at Alabama and that he's not talking to anyone, he's not interested in another job. Michigan has every right to make a push if he's available, which would require Alabama to lose to Oklahoma. So if Alabama wins, I think Michigan is going to be moving on to other candidates, whether that's Kenny Dillingham from Arizona State or Jed Fish from Washington or Clark Lee from Vanderbilt or someone from the NFL. You know, Biff Poggi internally is, you know, being considered for whatever that's worth. But I think that's when you're going to see this search really start to accelerate here after the result of tomorrow night's game.
ESPN's Adam Rittenberg joining us here. So we have playoff football this weekend. What is the matchup you're most looking forward to, and why is it Montana and Montana State?
Absolutely. I mean, man, like I'd love to be in Kyle Field this weekend or at Norman. You know, Oklahoma, you know, hasn't been part of the 12-team playoff. They haven't hosted a playoff game, but I don't think there's anywhere I would rather be than Montana State, because that game is just going to be electric. You have two rivals that are in the same state that play FCS ball at a really high level, and they're playing for the right to go to the national championship game. And I saw the cheapest tickets are in the high 600s, maybe 700s by now, to get into obviously a smaller venue. It's just going to be awesome. And I think this is a good example of those who say, well, what if Michigan and Ohio State played twice? Or what if Auburn and Alabama have to play in the playoff? It would still be pretty awesome, and maybe even more awesome, because that's going to be the scene certainly this weekend at Montana State. So really excited to watch that one.
One Big Ten team in action. We have Oregon hosting James Madison. Everybody has had their hot take on the James Madisons and the Tulanes in the playoffs. Give me yours. Should they be there?
Yeah, again, I'm very much of the opinion that, you know, it's a national playoff and you have some parameters and you want to be inclusive. It's less than ideal when you have both Tulane and James Madison in a playoff, you know, Tulane with the rematch against the team that beat it soundly back in September, you know, James Madison, a team that a lot of us think will really struggle in its matchup with Oregon. So, you know, this is still an evolving system. I still don't love completely closing the door on all of those programs, but you know, it is taking up a spot of a team that might be able to make a run, like a Notre Dame, like a Vanderbilt, or some of the other BYU, some of the teams that just finished outside. So, you know, it's not something I get so up in arms about like some other folks, but it is an ideal to have a field with, you know, two matchups in the first round that it's hard to envision either of them being overly competitive.
So if you're Ohio State this weekend, who are you secretly rooting for? Would you take Miami or A&M in the Cotton Bowl?
Ooh, that's a great question. I mean, again, with A&M, you're heading into a situation that's very similar to last year when Ohio State had to go to Texas to play Texas, or to Arlington, Texas to play Texas. Would be similar with Texas A&M and them having an advantage. Ohio State fans, as you guys know, always travel well. But I actually think that's an easier matchup than Miami. Miami would scare me a little bit if I'm an Ohio State fan, just because of their overall talent level, their balance. They're very good defensively. They also have a quarterback that will play in the NFL. They have a lot of other offensive players who will play in the NFL. They're really good at the line of scrimmage. You know, Texas A&M is one of these teams that's very explosive offensively, but also hasn't played the toughest schedule in the SEC. Their quarterback's been a little bit erratic. They've been vulnerable at times on defense. And so even though it would be maybe more of a road game environment, I would probably take A&M over Miami.
Adam, we appreciate it, my friend. I hope you and the family have a fantastic holiday, and we'll catch up with you in a couple weeks, buddy.
That sounds great, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Around
Thanks,
the Adam. Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. I wasn't kidding, by the way, when I said that Montana State is the game that I'm looking forward to the most. That's like on my bucket list. I've done, you know, NCAA tournament games. I've done Super Bowl. I've done World Series. You know, I've been to big events like that. I want to get to a Stanley Cup Final Game 7 at some point, and I want to get to one of those big sky Montana State games.
I just don't have that same appeal as you, but I get
it's
why.
It's going to be nuts.
I know, but I've just never sat and thought, you know, I really want to get to one of those.
And you know what? I've seen 100,000 people, right, frothing at the mouth, which is quite a scene,
right?
But now you have 25,000 people frothing at the mouth. I would think that the intimate setting it even crazier.
I was about to say, the one part about it that I think would be iconic and awesome is the intimate, you know, everyone is just like close on top of each other, like intimate setting. That would be pretty sick, but I will be honest, I've never really sat here and just thought, man, I got to get to that one day.
I hope it's snowing sideways.
I was about to say, I don't want to be in it snowing sideways.
One of the biggest clowns in sports is taking clowning to a whole new level. It's not me, but it is someone from a team that I root for. That's coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Beach Road remains closed down in both directions between Morse Road and Ganton Parkway. Going to be best to find an alternate route till that's reopened. Southbound US 23 still got that accident at Orange Road blocking the right lane, a 30-minute delay back from Home Road. This report is sponsored by RRFoundationSpecialist.com. Trust R&R Foundation Specialist for expert waterproofing and foundation solutions. Family-owned, honest, and thorough. No hidden fees, just proven results. Stop leaks and moisture before they spread. Visit rrfoundationspecialist.com to schedule your free assessment today. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And Tybus.
I need you to know how happy I am to see that man get fired.
He cares about no one's family.
Clearly he knows. What, is his family not getting SNAP benefits now because of this?
T-Bone and Tybus Mornings on the Fan is sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
Now, Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Almost Football Friday. All play and no work.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home for football, the Fan.
Let's get one thing perfectly clear. If you're not willing to kill baby Hitler, you're a moron. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Timmy's out today. Nicole Sharon is with me. Hey, please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your stupid audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Clear? Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Nicole and I taped some television together today.
We did. We had fun. You couldn't speak, though, but that's a different story.
I'm having a little bit of a problem.
What was the word?
Integral.
Integral. We were trying to say integral.
I can't say that word.
But you said integral.
Integral.
It
strategery.
Wasn't your best moment.
The whole thing wasn't my best moment.
And then
moment.
You said something about how we were going to Oregon. I think you word vomited a little bit.
I don't know why you people keep asking me to do this TV.
Because we have fun.
This is going to be like jury duty now, where I'm going to have to go in there and yell slurs out just so you guys never ask me back.
No, you
know
you
love it. But you guys are so dumb and cheap, you probably would still ask me back.
You know you wake up every week excited to do television with me.
Mm.
We have a fun time.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yep.
Hey, you know who should do TV with you?
Who?
Chicago Bears president and CEO Kevin Warren, one-time commissioner of the Big Ten. The Bears hired him to be their president, and I said at the time, it will be a total and complete disaster.
Mm.
Their idea was that they would hire Kevin Warren, and he would be the guy who would get their new stadium built. Well, here we are, like 5 years later. No new stadium. No plans that really make any sense. As a matter of fact, they held a press conference to introduce a new stadium on the lakefront that they were never going to get approval for. Kevin Warren has been a disaster at every single turn, and he had an open letter yesterday saying that, you know, we've been too focused on Arlington Heights, where we have land purchased, or the city of Chicago and all that. We should really be looking all over the place, including Northwest Indiana.
Oh.
So we could have a situation where the Chicago Bears move to Hammond, Indiana, or
so
Gary,
the Hammond
Indiana.
Bears.
Well, they wouldn't be called the Hammond Bears. It's still the Chicagoland area, but everybody who's in Chicagoland looks at the Indiana people with the side eye.
Right.
But this has been such a complete and total disaster. All they need to do, is pay their taxes and build their dumb stadium.
That's what I was about to say.
But they can't handle that. They want state funds to help them.
I feel like they're not the only people, though, going through this issue.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
But you are dealing with, in their opinion, a pain in the ass Illinois governor.
Right.
That's not cutting you any slack. But in other people's opinion, it is an Illinois governor standing up for one of these big billionaire organizations that has their hand out looking for local government to help them build their facility. And I understand both sides of that. I do. I understand this is what people do. You know, when you build the Intel, mm-hmm. you're going to get tax breaks. It's a big business. It comes in, it provides jobs, and it contributes to the economy, so you get tax breaks. The Chicago Bears should be no different than Intel. They're going to come in, they're going to provide jobs and all of that. So I understand that to a point. But when you essentially want to wash your hands of all local taxes, say, well, I mean, paid for the land, but can't expect us to pay any tax at all or be grandfathered into a certain tax rate. I understand when the local governments, too, sort of shudder at that. The reality is we have people that are worth billions of dollars that can afford to build it, that will reap 99% of the rewards from the investment, but are not willing to put up the money.
And that's the big question.
In full.
Yes. No, 100%. I think you should write a letter, personally.
To Kevin Warren?
Yeah.
Dear Kevin Warren.
Dear Kevin.
You suck. You were an idiot running the Big Ten. You've proven to be an even bigger idiot running the Chicago Bears.
How long has this been going on for?
Five years.
Okay.
When they hire him, Teddy? It was like 5 years ago,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was 2020 his last year with the Big Ten?
Okay, but if they do look outside of Illinois, I mean, I feel like the fans are going to riot.
Some will, but you have to.
That sounds like a pain in the butt.
Hillbilly Northwest Indiana fans, they'll be there.
Would you be there?
No.
Yeah, exactly. But you're nothing close to a hillbilly.
When did he take that job, Teddy?
He actually was commissioner of the Big Ten through January of 2023.
He was?
Oh.
Yes. All right. Well, you know what? Everything I just said still stands.
So he's just been
it's
there
three
for
three
like,
years of being stupid.
3 years.
Yeah, almost
okay.
3 years. Yeah.
So you're not cutting him any slack with that? No.
None.
All right. Zero.
Hey, it's Too Hot Thursday. You ready, Teddy?
Ready, Teddy.
Let's hit it.
Too Hot.
Sponsored by the cancer experts at Ohio Health. Visit ohiohealth.com/keepmakingplans to learn more.
Teddy scours the world for audio, plays it for us, and we respond. You ready, Nicole?
Always.
Have you been in with me for this segment before?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Teddy.
All right. I have a great...
That doesn't sound too excited.
Yeah, was really lame.
All right.
Now, I have a great segment with like a three-part series with T-Bone and Tyvus, but we're not going to have time to play that here. So that's just a little tease for people to stick around.
Oh, okay.
And you got to hear
nice.
That. So I was just taking a look to see what I could play here for this segment. And here's one from Bo Bishop, Bishop and Friends. And he was just having a little issue with his boys, I guess, this morning. So let's give a listen.
Today is, I don't even know why. Today randomly is the boys' last day of school before winter break. So they don't even make them do a full week. Like they're off tomorrow. And I'm going to tell you what. All three of them, to a man, and to a man being me the man, were straight punks this morning. Straight punks. I mean, just utter jerks. And I'm like, what are you guys complaining about? You're about ready to have 2.5 weeks off. They're going to California while I stay here. And they're like, not in a good mood. Like, get over it, boys. You little punks. So there's going to be some retribution tonight when they get home.
First of all, I applaud Bo Bishop for publicly shaming his family. I do it all the time. We need more public shaming in society.
When my
daughter's a brat, I call her out on this show, even though she doesn't like it. I said, well, there's an answer for that. Don't be a brat.
Exactly. Calling someone out's good for the soul, man.
Also, I got actually yesterday Bo Bishop's Christmas card at the house.
Aww.
His oldest is like a full-grown man. Taller than him, like he's a strapping lad. How old is the oldest, do we think, Teddy? 15, 16?
I'd say 14, 15.
I'm just saying.
That's a grown man.
He's a grown-ass man. He's a good-looking boy.
Okay. All right.
Just saying. A couple more years and you'll be winking at him.
Oh, great. Because
you like those youngins.
Oh, you know.
You like them. Right, Teddy?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. I agree with Bo.
Maybe one of them can date your daughter in a few years.
Oh, there you go. Perfect.
Well, actually, we had a discussion, Bo and I. We think we're going to get his youngest together.
Oh, I love that.
With Samantha.
There you go.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
That's actually a life goal of mine is I want my kids to date my best friend's kids. Like if she has a son.
As long as it works out, that's all fine. If it doesn't work out.
Think how fun that would be. Yeah, if it doesn't work out, then we can't ever hang out. Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah.
They're not allowed to break up. That happens.
No, right. At least you and Bo aren't friends, so that's good.
There you go.
Friends forever.
Friends forever. Be friends. Who sings that?
Zach Attack?
Let's keep it that way. Ted's laughing.
Yeah, that cracked me up.
Ryan Day has one of his guys in the portal. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Beach Road remains shut down in both directions between Morse Road and Ganton Parkway. Getting reports of some police activity through that area, so going to be best to find an alternate route. Also, some slow traffic northbound on 71 between 670 and Cook Road, up to a 10-minute delay. This report is sponsored by RRFoundationSpecialist.com. Wet basement? Call R&R Foundation Specialist. From cracked foundations to clogged drains, water damage can sneak in from anywhere. No hidden fees, no sloppy work, just honest expert waterproofing. Protect your home from water damage. Visit rrfoundationspecialist.com today. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
From the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Cole Bartemus. Ohio State wide receiver Bryson Rogers entered the transfer portal earlier this afternoon. Rogers just finished up his third season with the program and was on the second line of receivers. He would have been competing to replace Cardonnell Tate in the starting lineup had he stayed. Rogers is from the Tampa Bay area, and it's worth a reminder that Brian Hartline is now the head coach at the University of South Florida, which is in Tampa, so something to keep in mind. He will have two more years of eligibility remaining. And the Blue Jackets are in action tonight. They killed their five-game skid on Tuesday with the win over Anaheim, and they'll look to carry that momentum into their matchup with Minnesota at 7 p.m. We got that game right here on The Fan. Coverage starts at 6:30. This update is brought to you by Roosters. For every $50 you spend in Roosters gift cards this holiday season, you'll receive a $10 Roosters bonus buck at Roosters locations or at roosterswings.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
This show cuts harder than a Cape Cod chip inside Timmy's mouth. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Too Hot Thursday. Nicole Sheeran is with me today. Timmy's back tomorrow. So am I. We've been avoiding each other all week.
Are you guys in a fight?
No, we're not in a fight.
Are you sure?
Timmy's just got a couple extra days he's got to take. It's the end of the year. You try and get the PTO time taken care of.
Yeah, I'm going to lose like 5 days. It's really upsetting.
I didn't use all mine. You know? You know what I realized too?
What?
I like being here with you idiots.
Aww, that's one of the nicest things you've ever said.
No, but here's why I say this, because yeah, I've been here for over 20 years. In a lot of those 20 years, I've dreaded coming here, not because I hate doing the show. That's the part that I like.
Right.
It's all the extra stuff behind the scenes that I didn't want to deal with, right? Yeah. But now I was actually talking to my wife about this. I genuinely like coming in to work because I see so many of my friends.
It's like your second family.
And the people I don't like are working a completely different shift. And I don't have to see them. Not you, T-Bone and Tyrus. I love you. I love you, bastards. Not you. Other people.
It is true, though. Like, coming to work, I will say, like, that's a huge difference maker in a job, is coming to work and enjoying the people you
Absolutely
work with.
Absolutely, it is.
I mean, truly, the fact that I feel like I can completely be myself around a group of people is a very special quality.
Sometimes I'd like you to be less of yourself.
No, you don't.
Like when, you know, we're on a Zoom call or something.
When are you ever on a Zoom
call? In the background, I just hear, "Ah, my God, bitch!"
When are you ever on a Zoom call?
I got my $1,500 Tegna bonus, yeah.
No, I didn't.
No, we didn't get any of it. I don't know why Philip Rivers just showed up. Yeah.
Hey, Ryan Day has one of his guys in the portal. It is wide receiver Bryson Rogers.
Yes.
Who was actually in the portal like a year ago and then jumped back out. But what do you have, like 6-7 catches this year? It's a very crowded wide receiver room, man.
Listen, that's the thing. This is a guy who has tried to work his way up in a wide receiver room that is called wide receiver U for a reason. It's hard to make yourself known when you're playing with the best of the best. I understand. I get it. I think this was an expected move. He scored one touchdown this season. It was against UCLA, and it happened to be when Jeremiah Smith and Tate was out that game too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, both of those guys were out. So Bryson Rogers got his moment, and it was awesome. It was awesome to watch. But you can't compete when you're in a room that's so crowded you can barely move your elbows because you're next to some of the best of the best.
You go over there, you talk to the players a lot. Who's the friendliest? I know on camera they all have a certain
aura,
image or whatever, but I mean off the scenes. Is there one, oh, thank you, ma'am.
Okay, none of them call me ma'am, which I like that.
Good to see you, ma'am.
I got that way too much in Central Texas. They're all awesome guys, but I would say the two that stand out would be Edrick Houston and Brandon Ennis. Those two guys have great personalities.
What is it about? Just
and
extra
Jermaine
polite?
Matthews. Jermaine Matthews is
fun
hysterical.
To talk to.
Fun to talk to. I remember I was shooting video after the Purdue game, and I had my phone. I was holding it up, getting video of Jeremiah Smith signing autographs, and Edrick played a joke on me and like put his hand in front of my phone, and I'm like, what is going on? And it was his hand, and he was like, you know, making a joke, and he goes, and he just always like
just
jokes
like Tim
with
May.
Me.
Was Tim May there?
He's just a jokester, and I appreciate that. And I love Jermaine Matthews' energy. I think he has a great personality. I think a lot of people would agree with that. He dances all the time. It's fun to watch. And Brandon Ennis is just a really nice guy.
I have another question for you.
I have another answer for you.
The Seattle Kraken are the latest team to try and control the narrative. They're only allowing their like website guy who writes for Kraken.com to ask questions during the coaches' press conferences. Well, because they've sucked, right? And they want to control the narrative, and so they don't want any negativity in the press conferences.
Right.
And this always gets out, and they always look bad, and they always come back and say, oh, we're sorry. And then they have to let everybody ask questions anyway. I don't know why people don't learn their lesson and don't do this to begin with. But my question to you is, what's the weirdest press conference you've ever been a part of?
Wow, you gave me no time to think about this.
Well, you can think about that while Teddy plays the next Too Hot clip.
Too Hot!
What do we got, Teddy?
All right, let's go to the T-Bone and Tyvus that I was teasing about earlier. I don't know if you guys heard, but earlier this week, Tyvus had a little incident on his way into work.
He was stuck in a ditch, right?
He had, some issues, and we'll play with the first clip here, T-Bone talking about it as they started the show.
What's up? I'm T-Bone. Usually he's Tyvus. Dylan is here. Hello, Dylan.
Yo.
Nate is here. Hello, Nate.
What up, Bone?
All right. But Tyvus is not here. And the reason for that is because Tyvus is, he texted us and said he's stuck in a ditch. And so I, of course, text him and say, you have a read at 8:15. So make sure you get here by 8. No. I texted him and said, are you okay? And he said, yes, I'm fine.
So that was the start of the show.
All right. That was the start of the show. I've been there before where you start a show and your co-host has not been there either because they were stuck in a ditch or stuck under a whore, whatever the hell they were doing. I don't know. I've heard all the stories over the years, but that is a sickening feeling for the host that's there because you got to figure out what you're going to do now. You got to shift gears. You got to tread water. Like, if you weren't here right now, I don't know what I would do.
What would you do without me?
I don't know what I would do.
I don't know.
All right, Teddy, what's the second clip?
Well, then right after that, they did get a hold of Tyvus on the phone. So we got a live report from the scene. Here we go.
You know how you have a plan in life and you specifically know how things is going to go. You plan out your day.
Yeah.
And then something happens and it just messes up the whole day. Well, that's today for me. That's today. So it's just a normal morning routine. You get up, you get dressed. I might be rushing a little bit out the house. You know, I might have been like maybe 2 minutes out past when I'm supposed to get out the house. So in my neighborhood, you know, you come up the street, you stop at the stop sign. But you got to remember, the stop sign is further back than the curb, right?
Sure.
And I'm defrosting my window, so it's still a little cloudy, but I can see. But it's a little cloudy. And I thought I cleared the curb. Turns out I did not. I'm sitting here on three-wheel motion right now. You ever had hydraulics? You know how when they pop it up on one side? That's how I look right now. I'm sitting sideways, as the kids would say.
I was unaware that this happened in Tyvus's neighborhood, which lends the next question. Why didn't he walk back to the house,
right,
take his wife's car, and then say, see you later, toots. Get the other car out of the ditch today while
he's
I'm at work.
He's not going to leave. No, Tyvus is a great person. He would never leave that up to his wife.
I'm just saying. He's got to make it to work on time.
You know, no.
She's at
that
home
would be
asleep.
Awful. I hope you never do that to your wife.
See ya, toots. Toss me the keys.
Shows a lot about you, Michael.
Me gots to go work with the fat man. All right, what's the next one, Teddy?
All right, well, Tyvus, as you know, if you get into a little incident like that, what do? You know, would you call AAA or roadside assistance? Well, he doesn't have any of that, so
he's a big former professional athlete. He doesn't have any.
He doesn't have AAA.
He calls 911.
Oh my gosh, Tyvus!
So this is the part where he's got some of the Columbus's finest, I think, were out there or helping, or whatever the police department was, and wherever he lives. I don't know where he lives. Do you, Mike?
I think he's in Lewis Center, I think.
Right. Well, whatever the police department.
Powell.
They came.
Tyvus Powell lives in Powell.
Powell.
The Powell, then. They came out and were helping him out.
So, you're fine. The car is okay? It's just stuck?
Yes.
Okay.
Me and officer, what's your name? Trooper Cashaline. We've been sitting here digging. Before he got here, I was kicking snow around trying to rock myself out. Didn't work. He got down on the ground and was moving snow out the way. Still didn't work. He tried to push it. I tried to reverse. It didn't work. We just hanging out, T-Bone. We hanging out.
Well, thank Trooper Castellon for his service. We appreciate that. And also maybe pass along our apologies that one of us has ended up. I'm just going to say for the show, we should apologize for you. The whole show is apologizing for you today.
It's good that he got some nice friendly troopers to come out there.
Yes. I love it.
It's also a good call to be on the phone.
Yeah.
So you could document everything that's going on.
That's right. I did also hear he had said that he got a call from his wife, and she was like, hey, you wouldn't believe this. Some idiot's pulled over down here, you know, not too far from the house.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was like, that idiot's me.
That's me. That reminds me, I got caught in a mudslide ditch going to a story when I lived in Waco, and the guy, the sweet man who I had to interview, was at his farm. I drove like over his crops by accident, and I got stuck in the mud, and he had to help me with his tractor get out in my little work vehicle.
You drove over his crops?
Well, because I made the wrong turn. The gate was open. I thought that was how you got to his house, and obviously not. I instead ruined the corn.
You also, all his animals escaped?
There were no animals. No. It was a bunch of crops.
I'm glad Tyvus is okay.
Me too.
All right, more Too Hot Fun. And Nicole tells us the weirdest press conference experience ever. Coming up next, Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns Backers.
Beach Road remains closed off in both directions between Morse Road and Ganton Parkway. Again, use an alternate route until that is reopened. A new accident in on southbound 71. This is on the off-ramp to US 36. This report is sponsored by FranklinCrisisCare.org. Are you or someone you know feeling overwhelmed by a mental health or addiction crisis? The Franklin County Crisis Care Center is now open 24/7 with care from certified peers and professionals. Learn more at FranklinCrisisCare.org. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Attack and dominate. Morning Juice is on YouTube and 10TV Plus.
Sponsored by Riverside Bank of Dublin.
Join Bobby Carpenter and Tito weekdays starting at 6 or watch on demand. More Bobby, less commercials. The Fan.
Instant Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Windy, warm with scattered showers moving in and possible downpours and thunderstorms tonight. Temperatures in the 50s later on this Thursday. Overnight down to the 20s by Friday morning. It'll be blustery after morning snow showers, dry and cold. Temperatures staying in the 20s all day long. With your 10 weather impact forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Jerry Martz on The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
This show has over 50 years of combined radio experience.
They also have a combined mental age of 11. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. It's too hot Thursday.
Too hot!
And speaking of too hot, Nicole Sheeran's here. I mean, she's just on fire all the time.
Always.
You are the definition of fire.
I am? Is it F-I-R-E-E-E-E or F-Y-R-E?
Whatever the good one is.
Okay.
You're that one.
It's up for interpretation.
You're that one. It's too hot time, but before we get back to the audio, I asked you last segment, what's the weirdest press conference you've ever been a part of? What's the answer?
So it's more of a recent one because it happened not that long ago. It was actually a crew press conference with Wilfried Nancy.
Have you heard about him, by the way?
Yeah, which
there
is wild.
There are reports out there that he's going to get canned after 2 weeks on the job.
He literally just got there.
He can just come on back.
I mean, you have to. That's insane.
The job's
I think
still
break
open.
A record.
2 weeks. He's lost four games in the 2 weeks. They apparently hate him.
They're done. I mean, it's not official yet.
I don't know if that's official or
it's
not.
It's not. But
my God. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
So I'm at this press conference. And, you know, for those of you who know Wilfried Nancy, his press conferences are always kind of interesting sometimes. Everybody's asking the normal questions of, you know, what'd you see from your guys? What'd you see from this? How do we look forward? How do we move forward? It was after a loss. Then this one random guy who I have personally never seen in the press conference room says, Wilfried, how would you relate this game to a work of art, a piece of art, any art of your choosing? Mona Lisa, Starry Night. And everyone's like, what is happening right now? And the way he's explaining it is just very like poetic.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And he's like, any work of art of your choosing, just which would you choose? And Wilfried goes, I can't do his accent, but he's like, What kind of question is that?
You're still doing the accent.
I'm trying. And the guy says, well, you know, like, would you relate this game to a piece of art? Any art, any piece of art. And Wilfried just says, that is the weirdest question I've ever been asked. And absolutely not. And then we just move on. And I turn to the guy next to me and I go, have you ever had a person ask a question like that? I mean, it's one thing to be like, would you relate this to, I don't know. Like, was he writing a story?
Was he a local guy? Have you seen this guy before?
I've never seen him in my life, and I never saw him again. I think he's probably, like, never going to walk in that press conference room again. Like, can you imagine Wilfried sitting up there and being like, I'd relate this game probably to the Mona Lisa because, you know, very popular matchup.
Well, maybe he's an art guy. We don't know.
If he was, I think he would have entertained the question.
Dean Evison is a Broadway musical guy. He is.
Really?
Well, he loves himself some lavish Broadway musical. Maybe the next time the Jackets blow a third period lead, you can say, Dino.
Should I ask him?
Dino. What Broadway musical did this game remind you of tonight?
I don't think he would like
and
that.
And why is it Guys and Dolls? That's what you should do.
But I think I'd maybe get kicked out of the press conference room.
All right. More Too Hot with Teddy.
Too Hot.
What do we got, Teddy?
All right. We weren't here yesterday, Mike, but apparently they had a pizza party.
Yeah.
Oh, the holiday pizza party.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
I missed that.
Were you here, Nicole?
Yeah, I had some pizza. I didn't know it was for a holiday party.
It was the fans' holiday party.
Oh, that's nice that you guys have those.
I'm glad you were able to partake
in
it.
I'm glad I was invited.
Well, you're part of it.
Right over here.
Yeah. I know, but I was gone for a lot of the day. I had meetings. It was a busy day for Nococo yesterday.
All right. Well, anyway, on Rothman and Ice, when they started the show, they were chatting about it because there was a little bit of a pizza aroma that was in their studio. Here we go.
A little flustered in that the smell of this holiday pizza party is wafting
it's
in here.
Popping right now. I mean, that is all I can smell at the moment. And it's not a bad thing to smell. We've had some situations around here where other things have floated in the abyss and smelled worse than pizza. That is for sure. But this today, the pizza party is incredible. We were doing some stuff in the other studio before we hopped in here. And I looked at you guys and I said, do you smell that? It's a smell we all know. It's a smell we all grew up with.
That smell.
Whether you had like pizza night with the fam on Friday night or whatever. Smell. You know when you smell it. And as we speak right now, our producer is literally eating pizza on the move.
Feel free not to need me. Whoever smelt it.
I'll tell you right now, this room smells of B.O.
Yeah. B.O. And pizza. Always a good combination.
Smells like a college dorm then. College dorm right there. B.O. and pizza. College right there.
Now, I love me some pizza.
I know you do.
I love the aroma of pizza. But if we're going to talk about aromas, I unfortunately have to throw my guy, Matty Ice, under the bus.
Uh-oh.
Because what Matty Ice will do during a commercial break of his show is he will walk out to our Easy Bake Oven microwave that we have back there.
Polly Pocket.
It's the smallest microwave you've ever seen in your entire life. Could actually fit in your ass.
Yeah, okay. Right? That's a statement.
And he will warm up scrambled eggs and broccoli.
Ew!
In the microwave. And then walk right back in the studio. He doesn't have to smell it, but everybody's sitting there in the cubicle for the next 15 minutes just smells broccoli and eggs.
Listen, I think that's repulsive, but I'm not the one to talk because I bring salmon a lot for dinner.
What's for dinner tonight?
Salmon.
You're going to warm up
but
salmon.
But I'm by myself back here and no one would know if I keeled over dead because there's no one back here when I'm here at 10 p.m. So no one's got to smell it but me.
No, it permeates.
No, it doesn't. You're not going to smell it in the morning.
When they come in,
no,
they're
going to
say, fishy. Not the boss fishy. But actual fishy.
Maybe it's just your upper lip is what you're smelling all the time.
What's the matter with you?
A lot.
Too hot.
What else you got, Teddy?
All right. T-Bone and Tyvus, they were having discussion about their kids and then just having to try to, you know, deal with raising, you know, children that they each have young children. And T-Bone, I guess, was giving him some advice. And then Bone kind of lost his mind a little bit, being upset about something that happened to him.
All right, let's go.
And we still go through that stuff where it's like, are you going to take a coat today? No, I'm good. And
well, then kids don't
then,
believe in codes.
No. But like when you're 12
I don't
or 15
even believe in a code.
And it's like, you still want to wear a coat. And it's like, Dad, can you come pick me up at the bus stop? It's really cold today. It's like, I know. That's why I gave you a coat. I bought it. Put it on. No, it's I got to drive my ass over there to the bus stop to pick you up. I didn't want to carry the coat with me because I thought it would be there cold. It's cold. That's why we have coats. I don't wear them all the time either. In July, no coat. Now, coat. Put it on. No, we still have to go learn that lesson, apparently. Anyway, good luck with the kids, Tyvus. You got a couple of them. They're beautiful children. It's great. It only gets better, I promise you.
I got Apo Taco Nicole Sharon sitting next to me with that, all right? Because you will wear your winter coat in here, and you will not take it off. You'll be sitting at your desk for 2 hours with your winter coat on, and I'm sneaking up behind you trying to yank it off. Because you look like an idiot.
It's like that comfort blanket. It feels very comforting to me. Even if it's, don't be dramatic. If it's 80 degrees outside, I don't have a coat on. But when it's December
You have had a coat on when it's 80 degrees.
No, I haven't. I'm not a psychopath. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
You had a big giant puffer coat on the other day.
I did. I wore that puffer, my leather puffer, for all y'all who know. I wore it yesterday all day long in there. All day, all night. Didn't take it off.
You don't feel confined?
Oh, no, I do. I was slightly sweating yesterday.
What? Take it off!
But then I was cold. I didn't. What do I do? Like one arm in, one arm out?
Well, no, how about we have a happy medium between a leather puffer
this
coat?
This is the happy medium, what I have on today. It's
okay,
light. Well,
no, this is okay.
This is okay.
This is all right because.
This is fashion. Look it up.
I meant it's okay to wear indoors.
Okay.
It's not obtrusive.
Obtrusive?
Not a word?
A big word. Is that a word, Ted?
It's a word.
Obtrusive?
Obtrusive? Now I'm all messed up.
Is that a word, Ted?
Yeah, sure.
You don't know.
I got two people that went to college sitting here. I'm the only one that didn't,
Educate me.
Obtuse is
a
word.
No, it's obtrusive. It's obtrusive. Noticeable or prominent in an unwelcome or intrusive way. Obtrusive.
Obtuse is not a word?
No, it's not. I just looked it up. No, obtrusive.
You did not look it up.
It's a likely typo for obtrusive.
No.
I swear.
No, that's a word.
It says a likely typo for obtrusive.
You stupid idiot.
There's no common English word obtuse.
Come on. Obtuse? Obnoxious? All of those things. Another coach fired in shame. Details in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Beach Road remains closed off in both directions, getting reports of ongoing police activity between Morse Road and Ganton Parkway, so again, best to find an alternate route. Westbound on I-70, an accident blocking the right lane between Miller-Kelton and the 71 East Split. This report is sponsored by ChumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino-style games, Chumba Casino is your go-to destination for nonstop entertainment. Play for fun and play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 21+. I'm Eddie Zelnick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Timmy desperately needs you to listen to this show so he can pay for his stupid dog's 10th ACL surgery. This is Man and Timmy.
Teddy, you've been sitting in that studio for a while.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you've been in there, you really probably can't tell what's going on in there because you become accustomed to it. But I just walked in there, your studio, the producer's studio. Mm-hmm. It's about 80 degrees. It smells like the monkey house at the zoo.
Ew.
I just walk in here and then I have to deal with it.
Do you not smell that when you walk into it?
There's nothing I can do about it.
Somebody has some BBO.
What's BBO?
It's worse than BO. It's extra O.
Well, who was in there before you? I think that's who we have to call out.
Don't be obtuse,
Cole.
Don't be obtuse. That was good, Ted.
You thought it was a word, too. Shut up.
It is a word.
It's not a word.
It is a word.
What's the word, Teddy? What is the definition of obtuse?
It's annoyingly slow to understand, dull-witted.
Wait, how did you spell it?
O-B-T-U-S-E. Obtuse.
Literally, when I Google obtuse, it says commonly confused with obtruse.
Obtuse angle. Come on.
Okay. Let me type.
Angle more than 90 degrees and less than 180. Obtuse angle.
Obtuse angle is a wide angle in geometry. Well, you weren't referring to an obtuse angle.
I was referring to what Teddy said.
You used the wrong word for what you were trying to say.
Dull-witted.
You were trying to say it was obtrusive. No, you said obtusive. That's not a word. Obtuse is a word, but obtusive is not. Boom,
roasted. Can we go back to talking about how Teddy is in the monkey house over there?
Hold on, Ted.
Yes.
I don't understand how you haven't Febrezed everything in there.
Well, maybe.
Because I can kind of smell it in here.
Is that just your studio, though?
No.
Maybe your studio stinks, too.
I'm freshy.
We don't have any windows we can open to get fresh air in here, So it just recirculates.
We have our fan.
And the air doesn't circulate very well anyway, we know in here, right? It just gets warm. People get sweaty. They smell. It stinks.
Well, I think it does go back to who was in there before you and maybe the person
that
before
was Cole.
You.
Cole.
Yeah.
stinks.
So then I think that's the problem.
He's wearing shorts.
Should
today.
We get him some like deodorant for Christmas or something? Would that be nice of us?
Some Axe body spray.
Yeah, nice.
They still use the Axe body spray.
I have girlfriends who use Axe.
They do.
Yeah, I have some girlfriends from college who like to use guy deodorant. I'm not one of those, but apparently it works better than girl deodorant.
I thought Secret was strong enough for a man, but pH balance for a woman.
Is that their slogan?
Yeah, used to be.
Are you, do you believe in the whole aluminum and deodorant thing?
Do I believe? First of all, it's antiperspirant that has aluminum in it, not deodorant.
Aluminium. I'm so sorry.
Well, I'm just, two different products.
It's antiperspirant, not deodorant.
They're two different. I swear. I'm turning into Ralph Cramden, where it's like, bang, zoom.
But, you know, there's all this talk that it's not good for you. And the reality is antiperspirant works better than deodorant.
Of course it does. But you know what else is not good for you?
Everything.
Funking up everywhere you are. Okay?
That's Timmy.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Timmy used to be that way.
Really?
Yeah.
Timmy had surgery to remove the sweat glands from his pits.
Oh, I kind of want that, but I don't feel like I have that issue.
You don't have that issue. Are you sweating through multiple shirts?
No,
well, then you don't have that issue.
He was sweating through multiple shirts?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
He was a disgusting pig, even more than he is now.
Oh.
I need to get that removed from my ass, the sweat glands. That's where I really, that's where I get the swampies.
I didn't want that image in my head.
Hey, if you're going to do the show, you got to know everything. Don't be so obtuse. What's the matter with you?
Don't be obtusive.
Ohio University has fired their head football coach, Brian Smith, for cause yesterday, more than 2 weeks after he was unexpectedly placed on leave by the university. So they're saying that he had serious violations of school policy, but unless something else came out today, we don't know what these violations are. Do you?
So
it seems like you know something.
Penn TV acquired a record. One of our reporters did. And it came back saying that apparently he was drinking after games with some of the coaches in his office. That's part of it.
Well, that doesn't sound egregious enough when you get fired for that.
Yeah, right. I shouldn't be drinking down there at Ohio University in Athens. That's just a horrible thing.
And that never happens down there.
Gosh forbid that would never happen
was
there.
Was Britt Reed there? I mean.
But that's the thing is that it's weird because you hear that and that doesn't, I mean. I mean,
are they, if they're then getting in cars and they're just sloppy drunk and
right.
I mean, that obviously is a problem.
Correct.
There's got to be more to
there
it
There has
than
to
that.
Be more, yeah.
It's his first year on the job. They had a nice season.
Right.
There's got to be more.
No, I agree. There has to be more.
Shouldn't they have to tell us these things?
This
is a public institution of higher learning. They should have to tell us. Why'd you fire your football coach?
But you know, if we
is he drinking? Is he in the Aryan Nation? What's going on?
Maybe
public
we
university.
Should be better at our jobs and figure out the facts, you know?
I'm sorry, I don't have a journalism degree, do you?
I do, but I'm not investigative journalism.
What the hell does that mean?
Investigative? I know
call
words have been
Ohio,
hard for you today.
Call up the Ohio Bobcats and say,
investigating.
Hey, D's, why'd you fire this guy?
No, you quote-unquote investigate.
Well, we have investigative. What's Kevin Landers
you
doing?
You want to go to Athens? Let's go right now.
Just saying. I see Kevin Landers on TV. It's like, oh, murders. I don't care about murders. I care about
investigate.
What happened.
Well, Ten TV was the only station to have those records, so we are investigating. We're doing our jobs, baby. We're getting the facts.
I want more facts.
We're trying.
Too hot.
It's too hot with Teddy. What do you got, Teddy?
All right, let's take a look here. What haven't I played today, Mike? Let's take a look.
I don't have your sound, Teddy.
Yeah, we don't know, Ted.
Is the monkey house getting to your brain in there?
It's quite warm in here. All right, Bishop and Friends. They were chatting a little bit about Christmas movies, and Mike, I think you're going to enjoy this one quite a bit.
Great. Go ahead.
Here we go.
Die Hard's got to get out of there. You said It's a Wonderful Life is one?
Number one on their list.
I got news for you. I think it sucks. I think it sucks. I don't like it at all. It's the same way I feel about The Wizard of Oz. I think The Wizard of Oz sucks. Like, it was something you had to do as a kid because it was on, and you would sit there and just be like, oh, my God, is this over yet? And on television, it would last like 3 hours because the runtime of it's pretty long, I think.
2 hours and 10 minutes.
Okay, so that would mean like if it was on broadcast or cable, that's a 3-hour block of your life that you can't get back, man. Get that out.
I agree, Bo.
I love The Wizard of Oz.
It sucks.
I was Dorothy for Christmas. Or for Halloween.
You were Dorothy for Christmas?
I was Dorothy for Halloween one year. And my dog was Toto.
It's a Wonderful Life sucks.
I don't like George Bailey
at all. I don't like the way he treated Donna Reed. He was rude to her.
What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Christmas Vacation, probably.
That's a really basic answer, but so is mine.
Okay.
Elf.
Elf. Mike loves Elf.
Hate Elf.
It's so good.
Hate it.
Are you serious?
Hate it.
Why? Because it's like you? You are literally Will Ferrell.
I'm Will Ferrell. Are you kidding? You're out of your mind.
He's a
glorified toddler, and I don't find it endearing at all.
I think it's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
It is hilarious.
Think of a four-year-old lusting over Zooey Deschanel. And tell me how hilarious that is.
It's a great movie. I watch it every year with my parents. My dad thinks it's so funny.
I'm going to lose every argument on that movie. That's fine. People enjoy it. I'm not going to take it away from you. I'm just saying
Santa!
Hate it.
I know him.
Yeah, you know, it's even better when you do the lines.
What's the one? Isn't that where he goes, "Hey, buddy, hope you find your dad." You wouldn't know because you don't like the movie.
I saw it once.
Okay.
I didn't memorize it. Sorry.
I didn't memorize it. I've just watched it since I was could read. Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, I was just wondering what your favorite.
We have to stick to the four main food groups. Candy, candy canes, candy corns, and syrup.
The one thing that's gross is that he puts the whole chocolate sauce and everything in the spaghetti. That's disgusting. I would never do that.
Everybody always likes to excuse away his stupidity by saying, well, he's an elf. Well, my answer to that is Bob Newhart was an elf, and he didn't act like a total moron.
But that's the whole point of the story. And
is
the
that he's
movie
a moron?
Is that he's a goofball. Everybody loves a good goofball.
No, that's because you're a goofball.
I was going to say I'm a goofball. You're a goofball. Come on. Get real,
sometimes
Mike.
I want to throw you into oncoming traffic.
That's
just
fine.
Like Elf.
Best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
Ted, this is great.
I saw people freaking out that the Academy Awards are leaving broadcast TV for YouTube in 2029.
I didn't know this.
Now, I don't watch the Academy Awards because I don't like giving awards for art. I think it's stupid. Art is subjective.
Okay.
And I don't think that the Hollywood elites need more of a party for themselves.
Okay.
Putting all that aside, I like how some people out there are just now discovering that things are moving to streaming.
Yeah, this has
been
going on.
Sports fans have been figuring this out and have had to deal with this for many years. But now, the Academy Awards is going to YouTube. What are we going to do?
You're
going
watch
to turn on YouTube and watch it.
Correct.
That's what you're going to do.
Yes. I have no problem with it.
I don't even think it's a pay thing. You just click on YouTube and watch it.
Free 99, baby.
What is it?
$3.99. Yeah.
Instead of $3.99.
Hey. But
what's coming up next? What do you want to do next? You know what? I want to talk. I like how I asked you a question.
Yeah, thanks
I totally
for interrupting. Okay.
I want to talk about one of my least favorite coaches of all time.
Okay.
Regardless of sport. And really just people.
Okay.
All right? Hey, I can't stand this guy. Well, I'm going to tell you who it is.
Okay.
Coming up next, Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Beach Road remains closed off in both directions. This is between Morse Road and Ganton Parkway. Again, use an alternate route until the all clear is given. Northbound 315 at King Avenue, center lane blocked from an accident with a 2-minute delay back from 670. This report is sponsored by SuperSure. Do you own a small business? You need to hear this. A seismic shift is coming. It's time to get SuperSure. Not kind of sure, not pretty sure, not a little sure, but SuperSure. The seismic shift is coming. Super Sure, coming soon. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face.
as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Kate Diebler's Buckeyes head to Atlanta for a battle with North Carolina.
Live fan coverage starts Saturday at 2 with the Tip at 3.
Every game, every season, proud to be your home of the Buckeyes, the Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
These two morons keep the studio so cold that Timmy's nipples can cut glass. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
These guys are cool, but not that cool.
I wish we could. Everything's broken here all the time. It's hot as hell in here right now.
It's not.
You're out of your mind.
Ted, I think, is dying a little more than
Ted
we are.
Ted smells like Tweeter and the Monkey Man in there.
I've opened up the
smells
door.
Smells like the Columbus Zoo.
We had a fan over here, box fan. I put it out by the door there, and it's just pulling in the cool air. So it's not too bad in here now. Okay. But if anybody comes by, then we might be in trouble.
You have to have an open door and a fan.
Yes.
In the winter. Does this not?
I think it feels good in here. Am I the only one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does anyone out there who's listening to this understand my Tweeter and the Monkey Man reference?
No.
Tweeter and the Monkey Man.
Tweeter and the Monkey Man.
I don't think so.
If you understand it, then I want you to text the burner phone. 614-787-3093.
What is that?
I'm not going to tell you what it means. I want to see if anybody else knows it or if I'm the only one in the entire metro area or world, really, because we're on podcast and streaming.
I see. I looked it up.
What the? You cheat.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
So tell me what it is then.
Well, I don't want to spoil it. No.
Come on.
I'm going to play the game too. You want me to spoil it? Stop it. Do you want me to spoil it?
No.
Okay.
What did I tease? Oh, one of my least favorite guys.
Yes.
Most least favorite. Doug Gottlieb. Oh, I love him. Says he's taking a break from his radio show to focus on, being a college basketball coach. So this guy is the head coach at UW Green Bay. He still hosted a radio show that nobody listened to every single day.
He's trying.
No, he's a douche is what he is.
Okay.
He's such an egomaniac that he can't possibly put aside his broadcast platform to focus all of his efforts on trying to be the best basketball coach that he can be. And finally, someone has talked some sense into him.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that's an issue when you're a head coach and you're also like, oh, I'm going to be on air and have this other side gig. Like, we see head coaches become analysts all the time, but not when you're coaching your college team. That seems to be a problem.
But then again, who's the idiot here? Him or the school that hired him and allowed him to do it?
Both. I mean, he's just taking advantage of his opportunities, and I can't hate him for that. But yeah, I think it's the school.
You ever been to Green Bay?
No, and I don't really think I need to, do I?
You like a bunch of
you like cheese?
Fat, overweight white people wearing camo. Drunk, pissing themselves.
I like the camo part, considering my hat has camo on it. I had to take it off. It was hurting my head with the headphones.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It is too hot Thursday.
Too hot!
By the way, we played some audio earlier, Teddy did, of Tyvis Powell getting stuck in the ditch. I just got a message from T-Bone that says, Tyvis has never seen It's a Wonderful Life.
What?
That's right. Yeah, that makes sense. I understand that. You know, early 30s, black dude. Probably wasn't top of the list for holiday watching.
That's fair.
I haven't seen Boo Medea's Halloween or whatever it's called. It's culturally, it's different.
Boo a Medea Halloween.
There you go.
There you go.
classic.
Teddy, you seen that one?
That's a classic.
No, I have not seen that one.
I had a good moment this morning. It sort of brought everything together. So I got up. I made Samantha her breakfast, got her lunch all together.
Aw.
And then she went upstairs to brush her teeth and get ready for the day. And I sat down at my desk in the office. And I got a little radio right next to my computer. And I put it on in the morning. And I listen to T-Bone and Tyvus, right? So I'm sitting there checking my email. Got T-Bone and Tyvus on right next to me. I get, while I'm doing this, an Instagram message from Timmy Hall sharing some sort of hot, jiggly-ass woman with me on Instagram, which is what we do. So I got
which
T-Bone.
Which is what you do.
Yes, we're perverted. I have T-Bone talking to me through the radio. I've got Timmy sending me jiggly aces through Instagram. And at that moment, I got a text from Torg. Teddy, it was all together. It came full circle,
sweet.
All of it. Oh. I only needed Spielman knocking at the door, selling me a Girl Scout cookie.
That's right.
It would have been the best thing ever. And then Herbie lying on the driveway.
He's on the phone.
It all came to be. All right, too hot.
Too hot.
What do you got, Teddy?
All right. Well, to follow up on our sort of Christmas movies that we were talking about, when Dom, he comes on Bo's show weekly, right? And Bo asked him about favorite Christmas movies. So let's hear from Dom. How about that? Here we go.
What is your favorite Christmas movie? What are the ones that you watch every year?
For me, traditional Christmas movies, I love It's a Wonderful Life and then A Christmas Vacation.
So
Christmas
good.
Vacation, Cousin Eddie, absolutely amazing. I do enjoy Elf.
Yeah.
I know there was always a big debate in our sports department as to whether or not Will Ferrell was a good actor. You remember some of those debates?
I remember one person in particular was not a fan of Will Ferrell at all.
Moose said he was the same guy in every movie.
He did not like Will Ferrell, though.
No. I thought he was good in Elf. I did enjoy him in Ricky Bobby, but I do agree. He's kind of, in a lot of the movies, he is sometimes the same guy.
Ricky Bobby is also one of my favorite ones.
Ricky Bobby! I just thought of another movie that I really like.
What?
Have you seen The Holiday?
Hate it.
What?
Worst!
Cameron Diaz, Jude
Law?
Oh
my God! First of all,
Jack Black.
What, you hate it?
My wife has a non-sexual crush. You know what? Scratch that. Has a sexual crush on Kate Winslet. So anything that Kate Winslet is in, my wife will watch with drool running down her face.
Don't
okay?
we all?
No. Also, she made me watch that movie once.
It's so good.
It is so stupid.
No,
it's
not.
So dumb. Hi, person I've never met. I'm going to let you go live in
my million dollar
house. It's not a real thing.
People do house swaps.
People do house swaps who are poor and gross.
No.
You're telling me Cameron Diaz was living in a $20 million L.A. house.
Yeah.
She's going to let someone just come country bumpkin.
She wasn't a country bumpkin.
Did she live in a hobbit house in the middle of the UK countryside?
It's the cutest hobbit house you've ever seen.
Stop trying to explain it away. Why can't you just say it's dumb, but I still like it?
It is a
dumb concept.
I don't really agree with you, though. I think it's an interesting concept, and that's why it's a good movie.
Have you ever swapped places with someone before?
It's called renting an Airbnb.
No. That's not what that's called. This is called your house.
And then if I rented out my place. No, I don't have my own home, Mike.
I think what you should do this holiday season is find someone online that you've never met and swap places with them.
Swap apartments?
Yeah.
It doesn't have the same pizzazz.
Why? Maybe you meet your Prince Charming.
Maybe. Maybe that's how I should go about
this. Right. Maybe her drunk whore brother will come over, right? And you can invite him to crash on your couch.
I'm all about it. That's great.
Wasn't he doing the nanny?
Yeah.
I think that was his problem.
Listen, twist my arm if it's a guy like Jude Law who walks in the building.
I think he got the nanny pregnant, though.
Well,
he's a tomcat. He's like Sharon Moore.
Oh, no.
Maybe swapsies with Sharon Moore.
No, I don't want to get into all that.
You can go live in his house?
That's a little too messy for me. He's got a way nicer house than I have. He'd definitely take the downgrade if he came into my apartment.
You know what? He'd probably like to get away.
Okay, well. It's very decorated for Christmas right now.
No one will find him. No one will think to look for him.
No one would think he'd be in
Italian village in Columbus, Ohio.
That's, You're on to something.
It's the perfect getaway. And then you can go to Ann Arbor and enjoy Christmas in Michigan. It's very nice.
Christmas in Dixie. What did that remind you?
Is the show over yet? We got another hour to do.
We have a whole whopping hour. Aren't you excited?
Puka Nakua.
Oh, great
guy. One of my favorite names to say.
Puka
Nakua. Maybe in some hot water for a variety of things. He apparently is no friend of the NFL Referees Association, and perhaps he hates Jews. That could be a thing as well.
What?
Well, that's what we call a tease in the business.
It's a good one.
I'm going to tell you about it coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Beach Road is still closed off due to some ongoing police activity. This is between Morse Road and Ganton Parkway. Also an accident northbound East Outer Belt after Hamilton. That one off on the right berm. This report is sponsored by ChumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino-style games, Chumba Casino is your go-to destination for nonstop entertainment. Play for fun and play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+. I'm Eddie Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
From the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Cole Bartemus. Ohio State wide receiver Bryson Rogers entered the transfer portal earlier this afternoon. Rogers just finished up his third season with the program and was on the second line of receivers on the depth chart. He would have been competing to replace Carnell Tate in the starting lineup had he stayed. Rogers is from the Tampa Bay area. Worth a reminder, of course, Brian Hartline now coaching at the University of South Florida, which is in Tampa. Something to follow. He will have two more years of eligibility remaining. And the Blue Jackets are in action tonight. They killed their five-game skid on Tuesday with a win over Anaheim, and they'll look to carry that momentum into their matchup with Minnesota at 7 p.m. We got the game right here on The Fan. Coverage starts at 6:30. And look out, the college football playoffs start tomorrow night. Alabama and Oklahoma will play a rematch in Norman at 8 p.m. for your Friday evening. Three more playoff games on Saturday beginning at noon. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Two men who are not allowed to sleep in the same room as their wives. This is Man and Timmy.
Timmy's out today. Nicole Sheeran from 10TV is with me. Are you still going to be on TV later?
I am. I'm going to be on at 6 and 11.
When am I going to be on with you?
You're on at 6:30.
On 10TV Plus?
Yes.
All right. A business jet registered to a company run by retired NASCAR driver Greg Biffle crashed today with six people on board. Now, people are reporting or saying that he and his family were on this plane, but the sheriff is not confirming any of that. Just says there were fatalities, but we don't know who was on, at least not officially. But, I mean, Teddy, Greg Biffle was retired, right?
Yeah, he's been retired.
But
he's
still been active in NASCAR things.
He'll do like a race here or there occasionally still. But yeah, he's been mainly full-time retired for several years now. But he was a really good NASCAR driver. And most recently, people had heard about him in the news because he was doing a lot of the relief for the victims, or, you know, in, was it Western Carolina with the hurricane that hit that area?
He would like fly supplies in there?
Yeah, because he was a pilot and he'd take his helicopter because, you know, people couldn't get to those people that were up there because the roads were all washed away. But he did a lot of relief work, so he was doing a lot of good charity work.
That is so sad news. Fenway Sports Group is selling the Penguins.
if you're saying, didn't they just buy the Penguins? The answer is yes, they did back in 2021. But they are selling the Penguins to the Chicago-based Hoffman family. We don't know the exact number, but they're expecting it to land between $1.7 and $1.8 billion. I know that Mario Lemieux sold it originally, his group sold it to Fenway. And I know that he wanted to buy it back, but I don't know if they had the funds, obviously, to do it. But whenever somebody says, hey, these sports owners, hey, they don't make money year to year. You know, they're running things in the red. That's why the Pirates can't afford to have a payroll. The Reds can't afford to have a payroll. The Penguins were bought in 2021, way back in 2021.
That's so long ago.
It was like black and white TV, 2021, for $900 million. So let's say they sell for the low end of this $1.7 billion. That's pretty good return on your investment.
I was going to say. That's pretty
for
nice.
For 4 years.
Yeah, that's pretty great. Sign me up for that. Oh, jinx.
Puka Nacua, Rams wide receiver, was on a live stream, and he got in two little bits of trouble. First of all, he's talking about the referees. He says, the refs are the worst. Some of the rules aren't, and then he stopped. These guys are lawyers. They want to be on TV, too. You don't think he's texting his friends in the group chat like, yo, you guys just saw me on Sunday Night Football. That wasn't a PI, but I called it. I'm guessing the league's going to call you and fine you for that. That's a funny little observation, right? We've all had those comments about refs before.
Yeah, we all have them. Yeah.
You know, TV Teddy, right, Teddy? Not this Teddy, but...
Teddy Valentine.
Teddy Valentine was a college basketball referee for a long time, and he got the name TV Teddy because he wanted to make the show all about him. He wanted to be on TV.
Yes.
Gene Steratore was also that type of guy, and now he's on TV as a rules analyst. But what really got him in trouble, I guess he did a little dance on this live stream. And someone told him what to do in the dance.
It was a celebration, right? Touchdown celebration?
Yeah, there was, hey, for your next touchdown, you should do this type of dance. And I guess the dance is considered anti-Semitic. And I don't know.
What was he doing?
I don't know. It says he was spike the ball, flex, then rub his hands together. And I guess this is known in the Jewish community as being anti-Semitic. I don't know it. I don't know anything about it. But they say it is, it is. And so people say, did Puka Nacua know what he was doing? Is he anti-Semitic? He released an apology. He says, when I appeared the other day on a social media live stream, it was suggested to me to perform a specific movement as part of my next touchdown celebration. At the time, I had no idea this act was anti-Semitic in nature and perpetuated harmful stereotypes against Jewish people. I deeply apologize to anyone who was offended by my actions, as I do not stand for any form of racism, bigotry, or hate of another group of people. All right, well,
he didn't know.
And as soon as he found out, he released the statement, and I think that was a properly worded statement.
Handled well, yeah.
Handled well. Now, he'll get fined for the ref comment.
Absolutely, yeah. But handled well.
It's too hot Thursday.
Too hot!
So the next time, by the way, Nicole, you get caught throwing out slurs, remember, that's a good apology.
Okay, I'm going to cut and paste that.
All right, Teddy, what do you got?
All right, this one's probably going to irritate you, common man, but...
they all irritate me, Teddy.
Actually, this is funny because this is an audio clip that I had used for one of our game shows the other day, and I didn't get a chance to play it, but this is just some audio, that little clip, and I thought Nicole might enjoy this, so give a... Aww. Okay, let's give a listen.
Oh! Uh-oh. You okay?
Yes. Something blew into my eye.
Oh, I hate that. Let me see. Yep, you got something in your eyelash. You want me to get it?
Okay.
Yeah, Santa Ana's.
Pardon?
The wind. It's what makes it so warm this time of year. Legend has it, when the Santa Ana's blow, all bets are off. Anything can happen. That's it. You okay?
Better. Thank you.
See?
That's
from the holiday.
Gold. Jack Black holiday.
Jack Black reads as a creepo for that entire movie.
Did you watch School of Rock?
Yeah.
Great in that. Totally different Jack Black vibes.
I'm not talking about School of Rock. I'm talking about...
I thought you were roasting Jack Black and I was about
to
fight you.
He's a creepo in that movie.
But that's the point.
No, it's not the point because
Kate Winslet falls in love with him.
Great. Good for her.
She would never.
They're not the real story. I'm more worried about Cameron Diaz and Jude Law.
Okay. I'll see if I can find some audio from the show. How about that?
Someone's got a Jude Law problem.
No.
By the way, you were making fun of me.
Always.
Okay. You were making fun of me before the show because I was showing you on Instagram a very nice looking, wholesome girl making a pizza.
Wholesome?
She had a crucifix on.
Oh, where is that?
It was on her boobies, but still.
Okay.
She was making a pizza on Instagram.
Okay.
And you said, how can you follow that? You just showed me something.
Okay.
On your No. Don't start with me. Okay? Admit that you're a hypocrite because you just showed me something, some beefed up cowboy making a cannoli on your Instagram feed.
So it's like, one of those random things that pops up. I don't follow this guy. You follow her.
I'm sorry.
Which is weird. I don't follow Cowboy Casanova.
What you like. They don't feed you stuff that you don't like.
Yeah, I love cannolis. I like a Southern guy, and I'm from the South. So way to go, Instagram.
I'm just saying, clearly you're looking up some sort of cowboy beefcakes on there.
I'm not looking up anything.
If that was a fat dude making the cannoli, you would have just scrolled
right
past.
You know it's a good cannoli.
You would have scrolled right past it.
No, you know that's a good cannoli.
But handsome, mustachioed cowboy man makes it.
You know you thought he was attractive. You know you thought he was attractive.
Not my type.
Not your type?
No.
Lose the cowboy hat, then more your type?
I don't like the mustache.
Oh, okay. I don't really like them either, actually. Yeah,
mustache, you know.
Okay. So we're even now. We're on the same page.
No, but you make fun of me.
Because you follow her.
Just as bad. So what if I follow her?
I don't follow Cowboy
Casanova.
She's
a good, clean girl. She works,
I'm
in her parents' restaurant.
That's great.
She's putting her way through school.
Maybe she should wear clothes.
She's wearing clothes. She's not nude.
I know, but
she's just showing off her moneymaker.
Maybe just a little more clothing would be nice when you're making a calzone and, you know, trying.
Oh, she's stuffing that calzone.
Okay, all right.
She's making it thick.
Okay.
Thick and girthy.
Okay.
Love me a good calzone. Don't you?
I'm starving.
Why don't you warm up your fish in the microwave?
You'd love that.
You loser.
Okay.
I want to talk about a coach that I enjoy very much because he just laid into his players and he has expectations. We'll talk about it next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Beach Road remains closed off in both directions. This is between Morse Road and Ganton Parkway, looking like that will be closed off until further notice. Westbound 670 after 71, a disabled vehicle is off on the right berm. This report is sponsored by ChumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino-style games, Chumba Casino is your go-to destination for nonstop entertainment. Play for fun and play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 21+. I'm Eddie Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Track.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Listening to T-Bone and Tyvus, all the F-words apply. Football, food, and fun, and fat, and furry. They both have beards. And they dress up like animals and hump things. T-Bone and Tyvus.
Weekday mornings at 6.
The Fan. Become.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Rain showers quickly moving in. Temperatures still in the 50s for a good part of your Thursday. Even the chance of a thunderstorm later on tonight. Temperatures falling fast by Friday morning, changing the rain showers to a few leftover snow showers early. Temperatures in the 20s early Friday and staying in the 20s and blustery all day long. With your 10 weather impact forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Jerry Martz on The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Remember that funny line from Christmas Vacation?
Clark, it's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
Well, these morons keep jamming them down our throats, so they're not funny anymore. Here's Man and Timmy.
Timmy's not here. Nicole Sheeran is here with me today.
Yeah. You having fun, Mikey?
No.
Okay.
No. What was I going to say? I had something to say to
your
you.
Your favorite.
I totally forgot what it was.
Oh. Well, I don't know. That could go a lot of different directions. Was it nice? Was it rude?
You said that you had presents for me and Timmy tomorrow.
Yes, I do. I do.
Are they the same present?
They are.
Okay.
They are the same. Yes. Why?
Is it something that I put on?
Yes.
Is it a jacket?
No, because I don't have that kind of money.
Okay. Put on your jacket! Jackets tonight, hosting Minnesota, 6:30 here on The Fan. It's driving me crazy. I had something to say to you. I don't know. Oh. Hey, NC State coach Will Wade, he's not pretending. He's not pretending that he's anything other than a basketball coach that is hired to win games. First year at NC State, off to a decent start in 2025. They're 8-4. They've lost Texas, Kansas, Auburn, and Seton Hall.
So mm-hmm.
Those are all, you know, bigger name schools. They beat Texas Southern. This is last night, 108-72. Now, you would think after a 108-72 game,
right,
you'd be in a pretty good mood.
Right.
But he was not.
No.
He thought things were sloppy. He said, we have a 3.0 GPA. That's wonderful if we're running a daycare. We run a competitive basketball program. We've got a lot of casual personalities on this team. Blank. It's concerning. It's taken this long, and we're not there. And we got all these high major games here on out. Kindergarten's over. Yeah, it's concerning. I played some of those kids tonight. Made their Christmas. It's going to be a miserable one for me. They got their Christmas present a week early playing some of these guys. I've been concerned for weeks. We are who we are. I said it a few weeks ago. If you're not physical and you're not tough, then you better be alert and aware. And we're still none of the four. Hey.
Honestly, snaps. Round of applause.
I like it.
I love the energy.
Will Wade's my new daddy. Let's hire him.
I love that. I mean, good. Let's hold him accountable.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. It's We're not going to celebrate it.
Too hot Thursday.
Too hot!
Teddy has more audio for us. What do you got, Teddy?
All right. On the Rothman and Ice, they were having a conversation. It started out with maybe like if you won the lottery, because if you've seen the lottery, it's like $1.5 billion or something like that.
Drawing was last night. Did somebody win?
Oh, okay.
No,
well, I don't know. Maybe somebody did win it, but it was...
Hmm?
Huh?
I thought it wasn't happening until... I thought the deadline was like Saturday to enter.
I thought it was last night was a drawing.
I don't know.
Whatever.
I'm sorry.
It's really big.
Sorry, Ted. Sorry, Ted.
And so they were saying if you won it, would you purchase like a sports team? Because we were talking about how the like the Penguins were up for sale, right? And they went for, what was it,
1.7, 1.8.
Yeah. So obviously you couldn't buy the whole thing with, you know, the lottery winnings.
You can buy a share of it, though.
Yeah. But then they were saying, would you want to do that? Wouldn't you just rather just kind of sort of relax? So here are those guys talking about that.
I don't even see this as something I would do.
No, I don't think it's that enjoyable. Yeah. I don't think I would enjoy doing it.
And it's touted as like the ultimate toy for a guy who loves sports.
Yeah, it's a flex. Being a billionaire, over and over again, and being able to cut a check like that to own a team. But like we were saying, there's just so much to do after that. When I make it, if I ever make it, which I won't, but if I did in my crazy mind, you won't be able to find me. I'm on a yacht somewhere. Private jet here. Like, I'm just completely off the grid. I kind of live my life like that now.
All right. Nobody won, by the way, yesterday. The next drawing is Saturday.
Okay.
1.5 billion.
That's why I thought Saturday.
On Saturday. Okay. Yeah. So nobody won last night.
Got it.
No, I would not buy a sports team. I wouldn't fool around with any of that. I don't want the responsibility. What I would do is I would buy this radio station just so I could fire people. Yeah.
How nice of you,
Mike. And you know what? I'd buy 10 TV, too.
And who'd you fire first?
Pretty much everybody. No, you're going to be my right-hand woman.
Oh, boy.
Yes, you're going to wield power from behind the scenes.
Oh, boy.
You're going to be the puppet master. You know, a lot of people think that she's nice and sweet, Teddy.
I am
but
nice.
She's not. Why'd you shake your head, Ted? No, you're a big.
I saw that little head shake.
Well, that's what Timmy and Mike tell me.
You're a big gossip behind the scenes.
No, I'm not.
You are. You like to really just talk some trash about people.
No, I don't.
Yes, you
I
do.
I can hang. You know what? I learned this from a very young age that I can hang, and you gotta be able to dish it out. If you can't take the heat, get out the kitchen, and I take the heat.
I'm with you. Why do you think you're on this show with me?
Exactly.
You're my buddy.
I think you've helped me more with that, honestly.
I've like, helped you.
I think I've grown more. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you for that. Yeah. I'm serious.
You remind me of my wife a lot.
Is that a good thing?
It's good because, like you, outwardly, people really think she's sweet and kind. And then
she likes to. Let me tell you about this person. They suck.
And that's why I am besties with your wife, because we're the same person.
That's right. Because you're outwardly. Oh, Nicole, she's so sweet. It's like, no, she's not. She just criticized your outfit.
I don't do that.
She criticized your outfit.
I can be savage, though.
Too much makeup.
I can be savage. I will own that till the day I die. Sauvage, as I
like
to call it.
All right, Teddy.
All right, this is my final piece of audio, and I found this. It was Charles Barkley, and he was talking about the NBA, and they had the NBA Cup. They started that. We've had this the last couple of years, right, where it's an in-season tournament, and these players get additional money to win the NBA Cup, and it was it's a thing to entice the players to play more and not have the load management and everything
all
like that.
All load management.
Yeah, so Charles had some thoughts about that whole situation.
Number one, I think the cup thing is somewhat embarrassing. What I mean by that is I'm disappointed in my players that we're having, number one, God bless them for making money, okay? I'm disappointed that we have to mix an in-season tournament to make these guys more money so they won't do load management. So these guys, God bless them, making a lot of money. I never begrudged them because I didn't make it what they're making, but I made a great living. But to have to pay these guys extra money to make them play up games, they should play basketball because they're well compensated to play basketball. To do an in-season tournament to make them extra money, come on, man. That's a little bit ridiculous.
I understand what he's saying. I agree. Mm-hmm. I'm not an NBA fan, okay? But I was looking at some television numbers just this morning. And the NBA Cup games are highly rated. They get better ratings in regular season games. And they're up year to year when compared to the NBA Cup from last year. So even though I think it's ridiculous, and I agree with Charles completely, clearly it's working on some level for the NBA. And I'm not naive enough to think that, well, just because I don't like something, that means nobody likes it. You know, there are plenty of things in life that I don't like that I fully admit. I'm the odd person out. But if you're an NBA fan, probably of a certain demographic and age, you're clearly into this on some level. It's working.
No, it's working. I'm also not an NBA fan. I mean, I grew up watching the Lakers, but it kind of lost all that pizzazz for me. I don't really enjoy watching it. But everything's about money now. I mean, we've been in that forever. When is it not about money at the end of the day? You know what I mean?
It's like... Well, they shouldn't have to play for extra money. Well, okay.
Yeah.
They shouldn't.
Right.
But the NBA is also looking for a way to create interest on a random Wednesday in December.
Correct.
And they've tried this. Now, I think it's dumb. I wouldn't watch it.
But some people
clearly
do.
People
it's
are.
It's working.
So what the hell do I know? By the way, speaking of things, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it was stupid what I was going
to
say.
No, I want you to say.
I was literally going to say, if it ain't broke, don't fix
it. If it ain't broke,
don't fix it.
Don't fix it.
Teddy is a big watcher of Survivor. You've seen every season of Survivor, right?
Yeah, I have, yes.
Okay, you told me the finale
was last night.
That's right. Here on Channel 10.
It was. That's why it ruined it for me, because I heard it in my IFB.
What do you mean it ruined it for you?
That's why I got spoiled, because I had my IFB in. It comes on right before our show.
Were you going to go home and watch it?
Well,
on TiVo?
Who do you think I am?
On TiVo?
TiVo. I am so behind this season because I wasn't super into this season for some reason, but I'm so behind. But I feel like because we're 10 TV, I get spoiled every week with it. So I was spoiled with who won it. So I know who won it. So you can talk. It's fine. It's fine. I know.
It was a former news reporter who won it. Her name was Savannah.
Yes.
Yes.
Savannah Guthrie. Sure.
No.
And you, Nicole, have said that your dream is to be on Survivor.
It is. I mean, I'm telling y'all right now, if I got that call that I was chosen to be on Survivor, I would literally feel so fulfilled in life. I just feel like I did what I wanted to do. I fulfilled a dream. And I can die happy after that. Now, I may die on Survivor because of what you have to do.
Scurvy.
But I think I would actually be really good on the show. I'm not just saying that.
I don't doubt that you would be very good on the show. I mean, you spent like 20 days in the wilderness before. You've done that.
Yeah.
You're an outdoorsy gal.
Yeah.
You're tough.
And I feel like I'm good at building relationships with people. I can play the right game. I can build those alliances. I can make good relationships that people are going to care about. Stab you in the back when I need to.
But you probably have to take it down a couple notches because you're a little intense.
What do you mean?
And I'm just saying.
People love that. The TV loves that.
Right.
So I'd have fans.
But you're on this island and you're all stuck together.
Right.
So, I mean, it's 24 hours a day.
What up, bitches?
And maybe that's a little bit too much. You go to tribal council and you get voted off because you're too obnoxious.
So maybe throw one of those like once every 3 days. Is that better?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
Would you have like alliances and would you
stab
people in the back?
Oh, yeah, 100%. The moment there's an opportunity to stab you in the back to up my game, I will do it. Mm-hmm. Because that's what it takes to win. And this girl just literally proved it. She was just a sweet girl from Atlanta, news reporter. Nobody really thought she'd win it. Bam!
But now that they have the news reporter storyline done, are they really going to be looking for another one?
They've had news reporters, they've had anchors, they've had sports reporters. That's why for my audition video, I'm going to go around to all of y'all and ask why you think I would be the sole survivor. And
actually,
the answers would be iconic.
I think there's someone else at this radio station that's more equipped to be on Survivor than you.
Who?
I'm going to tell you in 2 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Avoid the area of Beach Road between Morse Road and Ganton Parkway that is currently closed off, getting reports of police activity in through there. An accident on Liberty Road is over at Home Road, and one more crash on Thurman Avenue at Champion Avenue. This report is sponsored by Audible. Stuck in traffic, Audible's romance collection will have you falling fast in the slow lane. Satisfy every side of you with best-selling modern rom-coms, the hottest romanticy series, and anticipated new releases. Start listening free when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audible.com. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet, so when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time, and then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ken and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Common Man's wife would rather bang her head up against a wall instead of listening to this show. Timmy's wife is banging
the milkman.
This is Man and Timmy.
Nicole Sharon's in for Timmy today. We're talking about Survivor and how a news anchor,
a news reporter in Atlanta.
Okay, won the show.
Yeah.
Last night, and it's your dream to be on Survivor.
It is.
I mean, quite frankly, you're sitting next to me right now. I would think that would be your dream, but.
Well, it's a close second.
Okay.
But I've already fulfilled this dream.
I think you would do well on Survivor. You would have to take the personality down a couple notches.
Okay, I can do that.
Like I say to Samantha sometimes, you're at about a 10. Let's kick it down to a 6.
Okay.
You know?
I can do that. Yeah. I can be subdued.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think you're a very friendly person and just vindictive enough to screw people over.
Absolutely.
You've also been well-versed in outdoor living.
Mm-hmm.
What was it, 21 days you spent in the wilderness?
22 days in the wilderness, 4 nights by myself.
Okay. And this is not like, you know...
It's not like camp glamping.
Jellystone National Park.
No, they said, here's a stick of salami and a block of cheese and good luck for 4 days. Set up your own tarp. Figure it out. I had no sense of time. I had no watch. I had nothing.
It was the craziest. I want you to go up to someone on the street, just a random person, and say, here's a stick of salami and a block of cheese. Good luck for 4 days. Figure it out.
I mean, I lost a lot of weight that trip. Maybe that's one way to go about it.
Well, I think there are some people here at the TV and radio station that are actually better suited for Survivor than you.
Who is that?
Number one, Jeff Hogan.
No.
Jeff Hogan is a very outdoorsy guy. 10 TV's Jeff Hogan.
More than I am?
He's very rough and tumble.
Okay.
He's hiking. He's doing
so am I.
Extreme stuff.
So am I. I skydive, bungee jump. What else would you like? Parasailing.
I'm not saying you wouldn't be good at it.
Okay.
But I think Jeff could give you a run for your money. And there's another one out there that I think you're all sleeping on.
Who?
T-Bone.
I do like T-Bone.
And here's why. Okay. And I don't say this in jest. First of all, he could be like Survivor, the new Richard Hatch. Remember, Richard Hatch won Survivor. And he went to jail because he didn't pay taxes. But he was a little dumpy and fat. And then at the end of it, he lost all this weight. He won $1 million. It's the fat people that can sustain themselves. You're too skinny.
The hunger thing is going to really be an issue.
You'd waste away. T-Bone has months of fat stored away.
I would prep before and I'd gain weight before.
I don't believe you.
What do you mean?
You're too vain. You wouldn't do it.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you're too vain.
I would.
And then T-Bone also gets really intense about things. Like nature and birds. When he sinks his teeth into a topic, he becomes an expert on that. If you give him a month to prep, he'll be skinning rats. He'll be right there like Bear Grylls. Fat Bear Grylls. And he's smart. He's going to outwit. He's going to outlast.
Outplay.
He's going to do it all. He's likable. Right? But he also has a mean streak if you cross him.
Yeah. I like it, honestly. You know what would be fun is like a 10 TV version of Survivor. 10 TV The Fan, Survivor. That can be our test run.
I'll tell you who's out in 2 seconds.
You.
Me and Dom.
Oh, Lord.
Hey.
Hey.
Nay, nay.
Where's the Italian? Nay, nay.
Give me a salami.
You're
going to
be like, where is
cheese?
The shower? I have to go pee over here? Absolutely not. I'll go find the closest toilet. That would be you. You wouldn't last 30 minutes.
I know I wouldn't.
You wouldn't even last 10 minutes.
Actually, I wouldn't even last the plane trip to the island where they have Survivor.
You literally wouldn't.
I'd be like, all right, I'll see you
later.
I feel
like Ted would be good.
No, Ted wouldn't be good. No, 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 no.
Why?
I think I'd be all right.
Yeah.
You pass out when you go to the drugstore.
What?
I'm not getting any shots.
You're not getting shots.
They're not taking any blood from me.
You're going to these islands where they got tropical diseases and stuff. They probably have to give you 19 needles.
I'm good with needles now. I'm just not good with the blood withdrawal. So
you don't have to do that.
Okay.
But there are certain shots I'm sure we'd have to get.
Yeah, I could do that.
I'll let you guys know when I'm on
the
show.
You're too thin. Too thin and too old.
I am too old probably to make it too far, yeah.
Guys, imagine the content we would have. After me being on Survivor, the endless stories. I mean, it writes itself.
I used to watch that show when it first debuted.
Yeah.
And like the dumbest things consume my mind. And then I just had to stop because I'll be watching this. And Kristen would get so upset with me because I comment when we're watching shows like this.
You would be that
kind of
person.
Not scripted stuff. I respect the genre. I respect the art. Right. But if she's watching like Housewives or something, I will make comments.
Yeah.
And so I would watch Survivor and I would just say, oh my God, can you imagine how badly his crotch smells right now?
Ew, Mike.
Why are you thinking about that? How can you not think about that? He's caked in dirt. He's squatting in old swim trunks. The smells, my God.
Well, yeah, but everybody smelled. I mean, I went through that because I spent 22 days in the wilderness
and
with no shower.
Probably smelled like death.
Yeah, everyone did, though. So anybody, you didn't really notice it.
Anybody bumping uglies, though, on that trip?
And I didn't personally, but yeah, there was some stuff That's that disgusting. Went down. It's pretty gross.
That's disgusting.
Very unsanitary.
I think we need a documentary about behind the scenes, the people that film this stuff.
Yeah, so I've done a lot of Googling because I'm very intrigued by it, of how it all works. I've looked up, you know, how do they pick what clothes they have them wear? Because some people have weird outfits on. Like a guy looks like he just left the law office. He's in like a suit. And then you've got a girl who's wearing a colorful sweater and like just a sports bra and spandex. I'm like, the vibes are all different.
Don't
it's
they
on
have,
purpose.
Yeah. Don't they have like certain clothes that they're allowed to choose
yes.
from, right?
They send a pile of and clothes colors. To production and they choose three, I think, different outfits that they can wear.
Yeah, and it's
you
for
have
the colors.
Colors.
Yeah, because they have signed colors to each of the teams.
Exactly. I'm very intrigued by all of it. Like, I've done lots of research. If you're on meds, they obviously are not going to say, you can't take your meds. They have a box of medical things that you can go to and grab your nightly meds if you have meds you need to take or whatever. Also, you're not like alone. Like the production people are right next
right,
to you.
Sure. Yeah.
So that's comforting if you're dying that someone's there to
someone can suck
help
venom.
You. Yeah. Did you see the guy with the
Yeah, that
snake?
Happened this year.
It did happen.
Oh, they had to suck?
The
no.
Literally no.
He got bit by the snake, but it didn't inject the poison into him, so he got.
How do they know if it inject the poison?
Because he didn't have any of the symptoms like that you would get after they took him back to their little hospital area and had him all hooked up to different machines just in case. But it was a scary situation because if he had been bitten with the venom,
then you got to suck.
Then then
you got to suck it out.
Well, no,
while,
he would like wouldn't be alive. I think it's like one of the deadliest snakes. It's
that
in. It's in.
Seem
no,
right.
It's in the little book that it says if you see this animal, like you are not okay, and it was in there.
So, have you actually ever applied for this?
No, I've never done it because I always say I want to, and then I don't know what to do with my audition video. But I figured out what I'm going to do.
What?
I just said I'm going to go around and ask everyone why they think I would be Sole Survivor.
Now, I don't want to rain on your parade, but the fact that you work for a CBS affiliate.
I know, I've thought about that.
Probably means they're not going to let you on.
But I think that'd be great publicity for 10TV.
Yeah.
People are watching
Survivor. It probably
Survivor.
Would be, but you know, there are lots of rude people out there, Nicole.
Is it,
probably
is it actually
saying,
not allowed?
Who did she have to sleep with to get on this show?
And the answer is Jeff Probst.
I love Jeff. I love Jeff. Really do. I always wanted to go to the live finale, Ted, when they had it in LA. They don't do it live anymore like that.
No, they do not. Yeah.
It's kind of sad. It's kind of lame now. But
since COVID, they stopped doing it, I think, right?
Listen, maybe one day. Don't know when.
Is the prize still $1 million?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which you think it would be more than that now. But,
with inflation?
Apparently not. Yeah.
Did you know second and third also get money? I didn't know that until not that long ago.
I heard that they did get a little bit of money, but I don't know if that's like $100,000 or what it is. To me, I always thought this show's raking in money, right? I would think they would give a little bit more to the contestants, but they pocket
it. Yeah, because you're going through, you know what I would never go on is Naked and Afraid. Who? That would be awful.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not. You're literally naked.
I understand.
You're literally by yourself. At least when you're on your tribe, you have people around you who are wearing clothes and you're at least, you know, working as a team, kind of.
At that point, though, what's the difference if you're naked or you have clothes on?
It's
you're
freezing.
Disgusting. You're in the wilderness.
Yeah, but at least if it's cold at night, you have a hoodie you can throw
you
on.
I really think they're just naked all the time.
Yes.
I don't think so.
Yes, they are because my grandma had
Your
a family friend.
Grandma was on the
friend.
Show? She was on Negative Afraid?
Sweet Gammy was not, but we had a family friend who was on the show, and he was talking to my Gammy about it, and man, it's cutthroat.
The naked guy was talking to Gammy?
Okay.
And then a leech crawled up my butthole.
He was clothed, Mike.
I don't know. I just picture him and Gammy both being naked talking about going in the wilderness.
Gammy would never. Gammy would never.
I think you need me to suck that venom out of your toe there, sailor.
She just said, bless his heart.
Oh, bless his heart.
Bless his heart, sweet thing.
My tots are dragging on the floor.
My tots?
Gammy.
Jay Burson, hello.
Anyway,
I don't know what voice this is anymore.
You really killed my dreams of being on Survivor with CBS problem.
I'll vouch for you, though.
Thank you. I don't know.
I'll be in your submission video.
I know. Thank you. Will you do it, Ted, too?
Absolutely, he will.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, great.
We'll help you in any way you want.
Okay.
All right?
Great.
But there's no more talk. There's only action.
I'm going to film it starting now. Well, not right now.
All right.
But, you know, this week. No, it's the holidays. After the new year. new year, new Nicole video submission.
Yes.
That's right.
All right, back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Beach Road remains closed off. This is in both directions between Morse Road and Ganton Parkway. Again, use an alternate route until that has been completely cleared out. In southbound West Outer Belt, a disabled vehicle that's on the left berm between Cemetery and Roberts Road. This report is sponsored by FranklinCrisisCare.org. Are you or someone you know feeling overwhelmed by a mental health or addiction crisis? The Franklin County Crisis Care Center is now open 24/7 with care from certified peers and professionals. Learn more at franklincrisiscare.org. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
In the old days when people lived to be 40, you only had one option for listening to your favorite show. But now, ooh, baby, radio, podcast, the Fan app, and YouTube, ooh, just to name a few, live or on demand. You have no excuses, the Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour.
Words.
Do it again. Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. Jackets time at 6:30. Jackets hosting the Wild tonight. Catch all the action right here on the Fan. Nicole Sheeran is here.
What's going on?
The Dolphins are benching Tua in favor of Quinn Ewers.
Yep.
I don't have a problem with that.
I mean, I don't either.
They owe him a bunch of money, Tua, but it's a team that's going nowhere.
Yep.
He's, as a quarterback, going nowhere. So you got to took a flyer on a seventh-round guy in Quinn Ewers. Let's see what he's got.
Give him a shot.
Maybe the answer's nothing.
And that's okay, too. Give him a shot, though.
You gave him a look. And people are laughing at Cam Ward, Titans quarterback, because he says he wants to be involved in the head coaching search. Look, perhaps he shouldn't have said it out loud.
Yeah, I was about to say, maybe keep that one to yourself.
You know, but behind the scenes, if you, as a franchise, believe this is your franchise quarterback, and you drafted this guy with the number one pick, he's not looked good this year. The entire team has not looked good. As a matter of fact, Cam Ward said that his team was ass.
Yes, he said.
We ass.
He did. Best quote of the year.
He ass, we ass, it's all ass.
It is.
And I understand why. I'm not saying he has final say, but you want to hire a guy that sees some potential in Cam Ward.
Right. Well, and you want to hire a guy that Cam Ward respects and wants to play for and learn from. I mean, honestly, it makes a lot of sense to me. But yeah, I agree. Maybe like don't say that out loud. Maybe that's something that's discussed behind closed doors.
Yeah, so I have no problem with him being involved. Perhaps not say it because then you get fodder like this. But I thought it was just equally ridiculous when every single time, whatever team LeBron was playing for, when the coaching job came open, and you're seeing all these stories behind the scenes about LeBron just going to hire his guy, he's going to hire who he wants to hire. And LeBron comes out and says, hey, man, I'm just a basketball player. I'm not involved. And
right.
Of course you are. And right. By the way, you should be. That's the perk of being LeBron.
Exactly. You can get whatever you want, and you can pretty much ask for anything, and they're going to say, yeah, LeBron, we'll do whatever it takes, man. For sure.
Nicole didn't know who Stone Cold Steve Austin
was
today.
But now I do.
His birthday today.
HBD, buddy. How old's he turning?
How old is Stone Cold Teddy? I'm going to guess he's 57.
Let's look it up.
Look it up. Stone Cold.
61 years old.
61.
Born in 1964.
Stone Cold, one of the greatest of all time.
I mean, I think I'm...
You know what he would do?
What?
He would stand up on the top turnbuckle. He would take
what is a turnbuckle? I'm not a wrestler girl.
He would take two beers,
okay,
smash them together, two cans of beers,
okay,
and then just pour them right down
that's
his gullet.
Electric.
He would just shotgun
what would be,
those things.
What would be your wrestling move, like your go-to move?
My finishing move?
Yeah.
The golden shower.
What is that?
Just pee on my opponent.
Mike.
That's what I do until they submit.
That is repulsive.
Of course it is. And then they submit. No more pee, please.
Stop it.
And I keep it hot.
That's terrifying.
Teddy, what would your move? Probably some sort of submission move for Ted.
Well, I was thinking
probably
about
death.
Like a like a diamond cut or something, but I really enjoy the curb stomp. Are you familiar
with the curb stomp? Yeah.
Yeah. They're down. Person's like,
oh, is that when
you knock them down? You knock them down. They're kind of on their
knocked down.
They're
and
all
I get up again. Ain't nobody gonna drop me down.
They're all like on all fours, and you come running by, and you put lift your foot up in the air, and you
and
put
you
on the back of their head, and you just slam
really
it down,
slam it in there, give some good brain damage,
get
right?
After
exactly.
You, Ted. Yeah. Curb get after it.
Yeah.
Nice.
What would your finishing
move
be?
I was thinking about that.
Smother him with your puffy coat that you're wearing in the ring?
Yeah. I think I would just start yelling and just whipping and nay-naying aggressively.
You just scream in their ears?
Yeah.
Give up, bitches! Give up! Oh my God, please shut up.
Yeah, exactly.
I give up.
They would have to give up. Yeah.
Like, I'm ready to tap out right now. It's been 3 hours of you.
I mean, it's a lot. Three hours of Nicole's a lot.
You know what? I'm going to tap out with a smile, though, just like John Cena, because I've enjoyed the show today.
Been fun.
I always like working with you.
I know, it's so fun. We have a great time.
Do I get my gift tomorrow?
You do. Am I going to come on with you guys for it, or are we doing it out there?
I got to tell you, I think three straight days, Nicole, on this show is a little bit too much. You were on
there
yesterday.
There are nicer ways to say that you
were
hate
on yesterday
me, but
with
that's
Timmy
okay.
Today
that's fine.
For three full hours with me. And
that's I know, I understand. Well, yes, I will be bringing your gift.
Okay.
Yes.
I have gifts for everybody.
Oh.
That I like.
I really liked my gift today.
You liked your gift?
It was so nice.
Good. Teddy, I haven't forgotten about you, buddy.
How could you?
Oh, thanks.
I haven't forgotten about you. I got some nice edible underwear.
Oh, spicy.
From the lion's den. Made of black licorice.
Ew, I hate licorice. Ugh.
No likey?
No likey.
All right. I don't have anything else. We should end it.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
We actually will end on a sad note, unfortunately. They have confirmed that Greg Biffle and his family were among seven people killed in a plane crash today in Statesville, North Carolina. So it was rumored that he was on the plane. It was registered to him. He's a pilot. And it turns out that they were, in fact, on there. So our thoughts go out to really anyone.
It's awful.
Yeah, it's bad.
Awful.
That's bad news. And so I'll end with that today.
Wow.
That's a bad way to end
the
show,
really
isn't it?
That's a really depressing way
to
end the show, Mike.
I have to lighten the mood a little bit. Hold on a second.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
See? Now you have a smile on your face.
I do.
Right?
I do.
Teddy, you want another one? Not enough?
Yeah, one more.
Okay. I'm just picturing like you doing that sound effect into a microphone. Ew, I don't like how I can hear your saliva.
That's the air bubble one.
Okay.
I got a lot of phlegm.
You...
got a lot of phlegm.
You and your
I got the old man
smoker
phlegm.
Coughs.
No, I don't smoke. I'm a good clean boy.
I know you don't, but you sound like my grandpa who did.
How are you, honey?
He was Southern, didn't quite sound like that.
How are you, honey?
His name was Homer.
Of course. Homer Sheeran?
No, Homer Thomason. My mom's side.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you.
Timmy and I will see you tomorrow. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Avoid the area of Beach Road between Morse Road and Ganton Parkway that is closed off, has been for most of the afternoon. Use an alternate route in the meantime till it's reopened. US 23 getting reports of traffic signals not working over at Lewis Center Road, so use caution if you plan on going through there. This report is sponsored by Lowe's. Lowe's December deal drops are wrapping up, but there's still time to get the good stuff. Score up to 35% off select major appliances and up to 45% off select tools. Shop Lowe's December deal drops today, valid through 12/24 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. I've said this on the air, too. I said to her, look, if you ever want to kill me, like you feel like divorce is not good enough, I have to kill this guy, just tell me. Tell me, and I'll help you do it so you get away with it. Or I'll do it myself. Because I don't, whatever I did, I guess, it's my fault. Because it's so bad that you want to kill me. So I'm going to let you just kill me free of charge.
See, I wouldn't volunteer to be killed. I would then just say, well, I feel horrible about that. How about I just leave?
No, not good enough.
And I'm never in your life again. And why?
Must die.
Why?
Because then she's got to share the kids with you.
No,
all
I
that.
Mean,
yeah, I got to stay away from the kids.
I would miss them. What? Yeah, but then what? It's like, oh, good news. Now we didn't have to work that out because dad's dead. Like, I'm just saying, dad's left. Might be at least the kids could be older, and if they want to reconnect, that's on them. I'm just saying.
No, she wants your money too.
That, give her the money.
If you you got to have something. What are you gonna do? You're gonna leave with nothing?
Start over. Start a new life.
What would you do if you started over?
Oh,
like,
man.
You just walked into a new town. You're a mystery man. Don't know anybody. You don't have any money. You have no skills.
That's a solid question. Well, first of all, I'd probably just go right to the world's oldest profession, and just say.
I was gonna say that's what I would be qualified to do.
Get some easy scratch. You know
what
I mean?
Hanging out at the train station. Going in the bathroom and tapping my foot under the stall.
I'm not saying it's easy, but I would definitely make some money quickly and then figure it out from
then
there.
Then figure it out, yeah. After we bought a lot of mouthwash.
I'd get enough money to get a cell phone, get an OnlyFans account, start raking in that cash.
I see.
And then within a few months, I own the town. And then I would start banning dances.
Somebody thinks highly of themselves.
And then I would start banning dances and say, no more of that, until a couple of youngsters said, we're going to dance in this town. And then Footloose happens in the new little Western town that I've created,
Footloose.
I guess.
Footloose. All right,
yeah.
Got it. Also, right, we're out of time. Come on.
Well, the other question Man's Droopy Sack had was, do you think that your wife could evade authorities afterwards?
No, she'd be too stupid. That's why I have to help her.
Evade is a good word, by the way. I like the word evade.
She'd leave too many clues.
My wife would be able to evade.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
She's very crafty.
She's very crafty. She knows how to look things up and find things out and, you know, figure out what the next move is. She's stalked about everybody we've ever met. So, yeah, I mean, she knows how to get things done.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.